But.
Yes, the butt is live. But, we're recording. And, yeah. Oh, Jesus.
There you go.
Burritos are coming back to get me. Kev, you want to do an intro?
Nah, I think it's better for you to do it today.
All right, sounds good. Tonight on The Shining Wizards, we are covering not one, not two, but three supercards this weekend.
Oh, boy.
In a Shining Wizards pick bonanza thing. Mm-hmm. Plus, we got newses and notes, including Tony Schiavone officially signed to AEW and a whole bunch of other nonsense, right?
It's The Shining Wizards!
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rant EM Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at ShiningWizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and become a patron at Patreon.com/Wizards Podcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
All right, here, this is Headbanger Thrasher, one half of the Headbangers. That's right, the former WWE Tag Team Champ. And you're listening to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Don't miss it and don't turn it.
What's up, fuckers?
I have a small dick.
God damn.
It's the two-man group version of the Shining Wizards where it's wrestling talk.
Talk about wrestling.
We are in an intimate setting tonight, but first...
Yeah, very, very uncomfortable, Tony.
Kevin, come on.
We're very close.
It's you. Well, we've always been close. We've been doing this for 7 years together, no?
I get that.
All right.
But it's like... It's like I'm looking directly at you.
Well, that's fine. You're always crying that you can't see me over the monitor.
Yeah, but there's more space there.
You know what I think it is? I think you're used to sitting above me and Matt. So you feel like you're like the king. You're the king.
Well, I mean, come on. I am the king. I'm the king. I'm the king of Tony's basement. Can't you see ya?
Speaking of being the king, we were watching Clash of the Champions 35.
I thought you were going to segue into King of the Ring.
Well, no. You know why? Because I could give zero fucks about King of the Ring.
Ah, fair enough.
To be honest with you.
Zero fucks.
I haven't been following it. I think they're in the second round, maybe, or the third round. I have no idea.
They're still qualifying quarterfinal round matches.
Really?
Which is essentially the second round.
I don't know.
So you had you have some matches set for next week.
I really don't even give a shit.
All right. Well, let's be honest. No. We don't have to go into it.
No, we can go into it. I don't feel myself.
Nah, we'll save it. Save it. We'll save it. Yeah, we'll save it.
How was your week?
My week was great, man. Had a nice little weekend ski with the familia. And
nice.
That's not Vicky Chavo and Bam Neely. I'm just talking about it. How about that for a reference?
This is weird. We're staring at each other's eyes.
Edge. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't like it.
I feel like we should be making out or
I'm
something.
I'm terrible with eye contact. I really don't like it. So this is very bizarre. I like it like when I'm above the monitors there, so it's like you're Wilson from Home Improvement. Like all I really see is like the top of your head, and like which is like, hey neighbor, that's it. Then I walk away.
But this is cool because like you get a good view of the screen behind me, and I get a good view of the screen to your left.
Or the more right. I get acclimated to it, the more I'll probably be comfortable with it. It's just very new,
and then the show will be over.
Yeah, new things scare me. So there's that.
It is what it is. Did you catch any of the Video Music Awards down the block in Newark yesterday, Kevin?
You know what? I did, and I'll tell you why. I wanted to watch the opener, the host, Sebastian...
Suave?
No. But, Maragot.
Sebastian
Maragot.
Yeah, Tony Scungilli was there, too. Hey.
I'm from L.A., but I'll talk about Jersey like I know some shit about it. Fuck you. No, so I wanted to watch it just to see if he was funny. He wasn't.
Ooh, is he a buddy of yours?
No, not even close. He's big time. He's huge. He could sell out that building if
he
wanted
bombed.
To. I didn't think he was funny at all.
Wow.
So I turned on Raw, and know,
Raw. Thought that was funny.
Yeah. Raw was funnier than this guy.
So Raw should have been hosting the VMAs.
The entire three-hour Raw, the entire cast of Monday Night Raw should have been co-hosting the VMAs.
Now that would have been something. It would have been like a VMA / Slammy Awards kind of thing.
And
might as well have been, because one of the things I saw in the pre-show, because my wife was watching they gave some Mark Joseph or Mark Jacobs some VMA for fashion. Is that even a thing?
I don't know.
Do they even give awards for fucking videos anymore?
I haven't watched the VMAs since high school. Did you watch? You watched them?
No, no. The only thing I did catch, because my wife was watching the replay after she watched the whole show. I'm like, why are you watching the replay?
You know who I think watched them?
Who watched them?
Matt? I think Shining Wizards Matt watched them.
He probably did. He's weird like
that. Did you see his Facebook post saying that Bruce Springsteen sucks?
Yeah, well,
he's always had that. He's always felt that way, so that's nothing new.
But Bruce
Springsteen was mentioned in the monologue of Sebastian What's His Nuts.
Well, because we're in Jersey, yeah. You don't got to talk about Bruce and Bon Jovi.
He was talking about how L.A. was just full of influencers, and Jersey's only had one influencer for all this time, and it was Bruce Springsteen.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and so that's how I think Matt.
Yo, of all the talented singers that have come out of New Jersey, that was the thing he went with?
Well, I mean, I feel
Sebastian
like
Sebastian sucks a fat one.
Well, I'm like, I thought he was gonna go Sinatra.
Dude, you got a fucking Bon Jovi.
He sucks worse than Bruce Springsteen, if you ask me.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a big Bruce Springsteen guy either, so I agree with Matt. Not
he
as much
like Bon Jovi.
I don't like Bon Jovi.
I like old Bon Jovi. New Bon Jovi, I could give two.
I don't like any Jovi.
About.
No Jovi.
Really?
No, I'm not a Jovi guy.
Wow.
I'm not a huge Bruce guy, but I appreciate him a little bit more than Jovi.
So do you have a soft spot in your heart for any New Jersey talent? Frankie?
Oh, yeah. Frankie Valli. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
100%. And Sinatra, too, obviously.
I'm surprised that Frankie Valli doesn't get more love than he does.
Ryan Wing?
Sure thing.
Sure thing, Ryan Wing.
Absolutely.
I have a soft spot in my heart for Johnny Thunder, New Jersey talent.
All right. We can mention ECPW legends all night if you
That's
want
right.
to. Metal Maniac?
Let's see. I was trying to think of like Jersey guys that have made it super, super huge, and I couldn't think of any off the top
Kodiak
of my head.
Kodiak Bear was in ECW.
I'm talking like...
And today's a big day in ECW history.
I know it is, but I'm going to get... People are going to shit all over me. Who's a major guy that made it from Jersey?
Bro!
Oh, DDP!
Fucking
oh, yeah,
DDP,
DDP, Bam Bam, Bundy, Canyon... Is Canyon really shoot from Jersey, or did he just say that because he was part of the triad?
So. I could try to pull it up.
Because Bam Bam, yes, Jersey. DDP, yes, Jersey. Canyon, I never knew if he was from Jersey or not. But
sorry, with this new setup, I've kind of got to get away from my microphone. Chris Canyon.
Oh, Chris Candido, no. Jersey.
Chris Canyon's from Sunnyside, New York. He's
there
from
you go.
Queens.
So he was part of the Jersey triad, though.
He's practically Jersey. Well, then again, he was also doing the Positively Canyon for a while, too, wasn't he? The whole ripoff on DDP.
Do you remember when he was Chris Champagne Canyon?
No, that I don't recall.
It was after he was like the stunt double in Ready to Rumble.
Champagne Canyon?
No, he was Benny the King or Jimmy the King stunt double. So the gimmick was he was a big movie guy now. So he would come out and his name was Chris Champagne Canyon.
Champagne Canyon sounds like a stripper over at Wet in fucking Belleville.
Oh, God.
Champagne Canyon. Now, coming to the stage.
People get killed in front of that place.
People probably get killed in that place and we never hear about it.
That place is scary.
Yeah, a little bit.
When we first started coming here, I drove by. I'm like, oh, there's a gentleman's club right there. I'll go in. But then I'm like, parking, you got to park like a mile away just to get there.
Well, that's the weird thing because... Right in that on that intersection, there's
the ice cream place.
There's Wet, there's Dairy Queen, and then there's a fucking funeral home.
Yeah, that's the triad. That's the Jersey triad right there.
You get ice cream, you get a lap dance, and you get put
and then you die, and you get killed, and it's easy access to the funeral home.
Well, I mean, if there's any other place to get killed,
it's right there.
It's fucking Wet.
Transport is cheap.
I don't remember ever being in that place.
I don't know.
I've been in a handful of strip clubs in my life, but I don't think Wet was ever on the itinerary.
I'm not a big strip club guy, but I would want to go to Craig's at some point.
Well, not Craig's.
Big Deals.
No, I can't think of the name of the fucking place.
Taboo.
Yeah. But you called it Craig's.
Like that was the name of the place. Everyone, let's go meet at Craig's.
Let's go to Craig's.
What the fuck is Craig's? It's a strip club. What kind?
It's like we're going to Craig's house. It's like his mom and all her girlfriends are strippers for the boys.
Hey, guys, we're going to Craig's. Sounds like an awful time.
Look at all you youngins.
But yeah, I would like to go to see the Big Deals establishment. I've been saying that for a long time. I just can't go by myself.
Not lately, but every once in a while, he was posting up some pictures from the place.
He does it every day.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Then why am I not? Maybe I unfollowed him.
I mean, he doesn't post live like pictures.
No. But he like you know like hey today.
This is
like,
going on today. 12 hot girls from noon to whatever. Yeah. Oh, every day.
No,
just
but
about.
Usually if one of the fine looking women was having a birthday,
he
put up
just did that.
Really?
Yes.
Whose birthday?
Oh, I don't know. Champagne Canyon.
Yeah, happy birthday, Champagne Canyon.
Go see Champagne Canyon tonight at Taboo.
Yes, please. Before she turns 23 and everything's over.
Yeah. Talk about having a short career in football.
Shelf lives are really short in the world of stripping.
Actually, that's not true.
Please don't mention Sandy Kane.
No, I don't know Sandy Kane.
You don't want to know Sandy Kane.
But listen, you got every strip club needs a day shift.
I guess you're right. I can't argue that.
You could listen. Don't hate on the girls that make it till they break it.
Oh, some of them break it and just keep on making it.
Yeah, that's
right. You
know,
that's the case.
That's right. Some of the girls are still hip, even without hips.
Give me the fucking bell.
Pretty sure that was a Roddy Piper joke. That sounds like a Roddy Piper joke.
I don't care. It's a Kevin Garifo original. All right. That shit was funny. That shit was really funny.
They got no hips, but they're still good.
Oof.
Man. So how was your weekend, my brother?
My weekend was okay. Trying to think if I did anything exciting. Oh, I went to town hall to get a permit to get my fence replaced.
Oh, my God.
Doing adult shit. Yes, I am. Oh,
that's not a euphemism for what you did after you.
You know what happened to me this weekend?
What?
My two old cars, both were disabled. I went grocery shopping with my son, and the brakes went out on the Civic.
Oh, boy.
And then the Impala didn't start. So I had to get battery service. Yeah, good times.
That's awful. That sounds like a shitty weekend.
It was a fucking double duty, dude. And I even had I had temporary plans on Saturday, which of course got canceled because I had to find two mechanics.
Wait, why two mechanics?
Well, because the fucking car was broken down out here, the Impala. So I had to have AAA come out. You know, they do that battery service, which
it's called
fucking
jumping the car.
No. We jumped the car on Saturday morning. And it was fine, so I would start up every couple hours just to make sure. And then Sunday morning, it was fucking completely dead again.
They carry, like, sometimes they'll just replace the fucking battery.
No, they
for
did.
You.
Oh, they did. Okay. But I had to wait for them to come out, you know, to check it out. Thankfully, it was just the battery, and it wasn't like the alternator, the starter, or any of that nonsense.
All I know is the battery, and then car talk just goes out the window for me. All I know is, oh, do you need a new battery? No, I got nothing.
The only thing that sucks is there's no air in that car. I love driving that car.
What do you mean there's no air? No air conditioning.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's pretty dangerous.
Well, when it's fucking 90 degrees out and riding around with the windows down.
That's pretty extreme.
You're still on borrowed time. Yeah, this is weird. We're fucking
You just missed my hope. I was hoping that you would pick up on my.
No, we can go back to the segue. I was there. I was just trying to think of something witty and I fucking had nothing.
Unless you want to get crazy. Because we got three sets of picks to make.
Well, before we get into that,
all right,
let's lead off with the lead off.
What is the lead off? Because there's a lot of news this week.
I know there is, but I want to talk podcasting first.
All right,
and before we get into the Conrad Thompson situation, a little side note with Conrad. Did you know Arn Anderson's getting into the podcasting business?
Yeah, I saw him post potential logos for that.
Is it called the Arn Show or is that a tentative title?
No, I thought it was called the AA Show.
Well, it's kind of weird.
Hold on. I'll find out right now.
I mean, look.
You know what? I listen to all these podcasts. This one, I was intrigued when the talk of Undertaker having one was talked about and tossed around.
Yes.
Arn Anderson having one. Dude, have you ever heard him talk? Him himself via his own like actual words. Has he ever done a shoot interview?
I don't remember ever seeing one. I know his brother, his cousin Ole did.
But like, if this has been talked about before, I'm sure someone will call us out on it. But I've never heard his side of the story between him and Sid.
Yeah, that's true.
Never heard it.
That'd be a hell of a way to start off a podcast.
It's got to be, right?
That'd be awesome.
Let's see. I just saw a headline.
And it's going to be on Westwood One.
Aren't they all now?
I thought he had Tony Schiavone on MLW.
Well, Schiavone's on MLW. Pritchard's on MLW. JR's on Westwood One.
And now Arn Anderson's going to be on Westworld. This is weird too, because we talked about Tony Schiavone in the opener and how he's definitely signed a multi-year deal with AEW to be a commentator.
I thought he already did that.
But he's got a deal with MLW as well, because he was still doing commentary for them when Jim Cornette wasn't around. So yeah. I don't know what the deal was. I know a couple months ago there was like a big hullabaloo with Court Bauer, because Court was like, I don't know what you're talking about, but now all of a sudden it's a done deal. I would assume his time with MLW is over.
You would think, but AEW does let, like, MJF is still under MLW contract.
Yeah, this is true.
I don't know if the Lucha Bros are or not, but
I don't think so. I think Lucha Bros tied everything up with them. I think that was their deal, that they were putting guys over on the way out, like Contra Unit and all that stuff.
It's definitely possible.
So anything on the, because calling it the Double A show,
I'm trying to, I mean, literally just saw the fucking headline.
You're going to get an awful lot of fucking friends of Bill W. fucking listening in that are confused as to wondering why they're not getting self-help. Nothing? Oh. Holy cow.
I'm trying to find the thing.
I know.
Arn Anderson podcast to debut soon. Found it. Hold on. All right.
Do, 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 do.
Killing time, dead air.
Boom, boom,
boom. The Arn Show with Conrad Thompson. You're right. So that was a whole lot of wasted time right there.
Well, that's all right. I had a little filibuster and I made some.
So you knew everything and asked me the question. This is the article. A Twitter account for Arn Anderson's upcoming podcast, The Arn Show with Conrad Thompson, has been launched. The show will begin air in September on Tuesdays. It will be distributed through the Westwood One.
Tuesdays or Thursdays?
Tuesdays.
Really? Then my notes are wrong.
Well, it will be distributed through the Westwood One platform. Well, you got JR that releases on Thursday.
Yeah.
Bischoff, I guess Bischoff is through Wayward One too, I guess.
Wayward One?
Westward?
Bobby Wayward One. Holy shit.
Claymore and Flanagan?
Holy cow.
So Wayward One. Another, chalk up another one to the podcast game.
And real quick, we mentioned it. Tony Schiavone signs a multi-year full-time deal with AEW, and from what I read, he's going to be in the booth with Excalibur and Jim Ross. That's a hell of a fucking lineup right there. Excalibur knows a lot about the AEW guys, and Jim Ross and Tony Schiavone working together again after, what, like 30 years? That's fucking crazy. I think, and a lot of people are like, why are they bringing back Schiavone? My thing is, why not?
I think he's also picking up a pretty serious or important backstage role, like executive producer or something like that.
I think that's part of it too.
But
and he's also going to be working for University of Georgia, calling their football
and baseball.
Baseball games. And he's still going to be working for the Braves, calling the AAA team. The Grimmett Stripers, I guess.
Sure.
Well, whatever.
What are those? Is that a fish?
A striper? I think a striper is a fish.
I think it is too.
It's a fucking religious metal group.
You stole my Jesus fish.
Right, Snowy? Hey, you like the striper?
Oh, God. I know the kid in me is super excited to see Schiavone and JR again.
But the adult
again.
In you can't stand it.
The adult in me just can't get into JR at this point.
But maybe having Schiavone there, somebody JR's familiar with who's worked with him before, maybe they spark it up again. Maybe it helps JR get back. I know what you mean. JR's been a little bit of a letdown. And, even
but I love his I love his podcast.
Oh, absolutely.
I love his barbecue sauce.
Did you know? Oh, you tried it.
I tried it.
It's pretty good.
It's
isn't
damn
it?
Good.
Yeah, it's a molasses based.
Oh, it's so fucking
it's
good.
Good shit.
Sometimes I just take a piece of white bread and just dip it in there and just eat it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's some fucking white bread shit right
Goddamn
there.
Right. That's some Holy white trash fuck. Shit right there. That's how we do it in the valley at West Orange. We don't have meat. We just dip bread in our barbecue sauce.
You should bring it with you next time you go for fucking chicken fingers.
For breakfast, I had a mustard sandwich.
Oh, that's fucking gross.
That's how we do it.
A mustard
sandwich. I did not have a mustard sandwich for
mayo
breakfast.
Mayo sandwich, I can understand. Mustard
who,
sandwich.
Who am I, Matt? Mustard. Having my grilled cheese with mayo?
It's not bad.
I believe it's not bad as well.
It's actually good, but it butter's still the gold standard as far as I'm concerned.
I believe that. I haven't tried it yet. But mayo on a grilled cheese, I could see being
And you
good.
Know Matt eats that shit a lot. Take a look at him.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
I know what I'm getting Matt for Christmas.
What's that?
I know it's... No, I can't say. It's going to be a surprise for the
it's
Christmas
It's 4 months away. He's not going to remember.
Oh, but he's listening. You know
is it 4 months away? August.
Yeah, it is 4 months away.
September? October?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's like 119 or 18 days away till Christmas or some nonsense.
Look at that.
Like that.
Start the countdown.
Fucking A, dudes. And if you want to get something for someone you love for Christmas,
ooh.
Tomorrow Pro Wrestling Tees is going to have their Labor Day sale I think it goes till Monday at noon. Put in the code Labor Day. Get 20% off your Shining Wizard
There's
shirts.
No way it goes till Monday at noon.
Yeah, it usually does.
But Monday is Labor Day.
Oh, no, then probably it goes till Tuesday at noon. Yeah. I forgot Monday's Labor Day. I thought it was Sunday. No. I don't know why I thought that. That was stupid of me. So if you get a chance...
It's a Labor Day sale. It ends at 9 o'clock on Labor Day morning.
Well, because you got to go out and buy a car on Labor Day, because all the car dealerships have their big sales, too. Flanagan sells furniture for half price. Dude, go fucking Labor Day is amazing. Best Buy, Raymour & Flanagan.
If you go to GameStop, doing huge figure sales.
Really?
Yeah.
On Labor Day?
No, they just did it this past weekend. On Retrofest and Elites, like $5.
Fucking hey.
You go to Walmart, you scan it, they're like $7.
We're going to Walmart. We're going to Walmart. We're going to Wally Wally World.
Yeah. All right. So lots of sales.
We talked about Arn Anderson. We talked about Tony Schiavone. Oh, real quick. Before we get to the Conrad podcasting comments, CM Punk, we all know he's going to be at StarCast 3 this weekend. He's actually going to be doing his question and answer on the 31st. Did you know that show
that when it snows, my high becomes...
Whoa, I'd like to take it to a kiss from a rose. You went with Seal? Holy shit. You must have really been watching the fucking MTV Awards yesterday.
Dude, that was like the theme song for Batman.
I know.
All right. The original Batman, none of this new bullshit.
Ah, but I still like Bat Dance. Bat Dance is the way to go.
The Batusi.
No, not the Batusi. Not the 65 show. I'm talking fucking Prince, you know?
Game Blouses.
Yes.
Chappelle Show?
Yes, I know.
No, but what is this Bat Dance?
I did the fucking spoof of it with the Wizard years ago. The Just Bustin' song. You've never.
Oh, of course. All right. Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had the capabilities to pull this up. I wish I did. So CM Punk it's going to be part of the whole Fight TV thing, the entire StarCast weekend. But if you don't want to go in for that, you can see it on pay-per-view. Holy fuck. That's crazy. First of all, pay-per-view is still a thing.
That's right.
Second of all, I haven't heard.
It's Fight, though. Isn't it through Fight?
But it's also going to be on pay-per-view. Like Contact, DirecTV, or how's this for an old school? On demand.
Oh, who did we have to go through? Ah!
$14.95 gets you the CM Punk question and answer on your cable fucking box.
$14.95?
How crazy.
Just that?
Just that.
That's actually not terrible.
How crazy is that, though, that it's available on pay-per-view?
$15 to hear CM... I mean, you could read it all the next day.
$15, little man. Put that shit in my hand.
Is that part of the Bat Dance?
No, that's Jane Silent Bob.
Oh. All right.
All righty. So bombing again.
No. All right, so CM Punk, $15 to hear him speak on this Conan style.
Yo, in Chicago for StarCast 3, blah, blah, blah. So Conrad Thompson.
All right, so before we get to picks.
Yes.
Do you or don't you think he shows up at All Out? Put you on the spot there, Spartacus.
If he does, what is his involvement? Where does it go?
I asked you.
I'm going to do the Hulkster. I'm going to grab my Fu Manchu and go, what's next, brother?
That's a chin strap, Tony.
Kevin, theater of the mind. You're the one with a fucking bigger beard and mustache than me. You should have been doing that.
Yeah, but I didn't. Well, you thought of it.
You're right, I did.
So what? Does he or doesn't he show up?
But my thought is, what does he get involved with Cody and Sean Spears? Does he get involved with Kenny Omega and Pac? Like, who's the history there with?
Maybe he starts his own history.
Ooh, making history instead of being part of
history. John Moxley made history in his appearance.
Yeah, and he's out with a staph infection, so.
MRSA.
Yes.
Have MRSA.
On my elbow.
Lord, have MRSA.
His elbow's fucked. You can't be on the show. I got nothing.
Uncle Moxley, have MRSA.
So Conrad Thompson was on Matt Coon's podcast.
Let me ask, is Matt Coon?
Yes.
Is he? He was not Max Payne and.
What?
Am I totally?
Wait, what?
Because didn't Man Mountain Rock and Max Payne have like a podcast? One of them with like Vince Russo. Am I totally?
No, you're not off because Matt Coon has had a list of podcasts with a myriad of different people, and they've all fallen by the wayside. I think on that list includes Vince Russo, I want to say, did Kevin Sullivan have a podcast with him?
Yeah. Maybe not with him, but Sullivan definitely had a podcast.
Medusa? Did I say Medusa? Vince Russo?
I don't know why I thought that.
But there's a whole
Matt Kuhn is Max
Dutch
Payne.
Mantel? Dutch Mantel, I think, had a podcast with him. So Matt Kuhn's been around a while. He's buddies with Conrad.
I know, but...
But it seems like everything he touches on his own turns to shit.
I don't know why I thought he was Man Mountain Rock.
Wait, you thought he was Man
Mountain? I thought Matt Kuhn was Man Mountain Rock.
I wish I had Man Mountain Rock's theme music here.
Or Max Payne. I really thought it was the former... did he have a podcast with him, though?
I don't know. So while Kevin types...
Type.
So Matt Kuhn interviewed his buddy Conrad Thompson on his podcast this week, and the topic of the WWE Network starting a podcasting network came up, which, did you have any thoughts on that? Did you guys talk about
it? I thought it was only a matter of time before it happened.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird because they had something else to wrestle with, and they had the Stone Cold podcast. I don't think they were too happy with the way those worked out, to be honest with you.
Right, but they couldn't necessarily control the narrative of those. Now, these podcasts, I'm only guessing, they're going to be started, created, and run by them.
So it's going to be all toeing the company line.
Possibly.
See, that's the weird thing. Like, at least when Conrad and Bruce Pritchard were on there, they pretty much had leeway for everything they wanted to talk about.
Well, because it was the hottest podcast in the world, so WWE would be foolish not to at least make an attempt at it.
Yeah.
Now that everyone and their mother has a podcast, they realize that, hey, we have... God knows 500 people under our employ. Why the fuck not have, you know, Titus O'Neil start a podcast? Have, you know, the Iconics start a podcast. They'll probably take the major podcast. They'll probably take, I don't know if anyone else under contract has a podcast with them other than Bischoff and Bruce.
Lillian Garcia.
Yeah, they'll probably take that maybe and put that under there.
Doesn't Dana Warrior have a podcast?
Don't know.
I think we had talked about that months or maybe years ago, but it didn't really go anywhere. It was supposed to be like a wellness kind of thing. But I don't know if anything ever came of it more than just a handful of episodes, which is weird because a lot of people wind up doing that. Like, I know in the case of the Jerky Boys, you're familiar with Johnny B, the guy that does like the...
It's been too long.
He does like Mort on Family Guy. You know, it's pretty much a Saul Rosenberg ripoff.
Yeah, okay.
Saul
Rose. I remember that.
Yeah. So he started a podcast, but he thought, like, I'm going to make a whole ton of money just doing a podcast, not realizing that it's got to be a vehicle for other things, which is where a lot of people get, you know, like, they get into it and then they get out of it right away. So anyway, this is what Conrad said. They were talking about podcast here. The wrestling podcast, this quote, the wrestling podcast bubble sort of burst a while back. You know, once upon a time, people were boasting crazy numbers. Turns out maybe a lot of those were fabricated. Not because they were dishonest people, but here, and it goes on, it says, but the company that was providing those metrics, they were bogus. And all once that sort of all collapsed, it didn't just affect wrestling podcasts. It affected podcasts everywhere. So there was a run on the bank. Everybody went to Westwood One thinking, oh, there's money in them there hills. Slowly but surely, a lot of those went belly up. The golden era of, hey, you're going to print money doing a wrestling podcast, that's not reality. This is the quote that everybody gets hung up on. And the ones who have survived are the ones who are doing it either for the love of the game or doing it really, really big numbers, and there's really nowhere in between.
What's the problem with that?
I don't know. I don't understand.
People get butthurt by the word, but they get butthurt by the most part where it says those who have survived. That's the part that is the only gray area. Well, what do you consider surviving? There's a million podcasts out there that might not be successful, but they still exist, so they're still surviving.
And they're still putting out content.
So it depends. Now, are they, like, that's the only thing is, though, are they making money? That's, like, that might be what he meant by that.
You can also look at it where, like I was talking about with the Jerky Boys, a lot of people got into it thinking, like he said earlier, that they were just going to, there was just money to be handed out if you did a podcast.
Right.
And most of the guys that found out that that's not the case just walked away instead of trying to put some work in.
And I also don't think he's referring to podcasts, I mean, like us.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
I think he's just referring to, like, the Kevin Sullivans, the Schiavone's, the guy, like, Robbie E. had a podcast. Terry Runnels might still have a podcast. She was on the MLW Network. I don't know if she still has one.
Yeah.
So that's where I don't think he's referring to, you know, anyone else that has a podcast like ours.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're doing it 8 years. I'm pretty sure we're surviving.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure we're doing okay. Yeah.
Are we making Stone Cold Steve Austin or Bruce Pritchard money? No. But we didn't. I mean, look, everybody gets into this because they want to make something of it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But we are not in a position where, like, we wanted to, like, oh, if we don't do this, well, we don't need to do it. We like to do this.
Right. This is more. And that's where a large majority of the podcasts fall in. If you're not Steve Austin or Chris Jericho or Colt Cabana, you're not making money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that. So if you fall into the former part of you do it because you love it, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Who's the guy that used to be with Jimmy Kimmel? His name is
Adam Carolla.
Adam Carolla, right there. He said it himself. You know what? You know who's got successful podcasts? Famous people. People that are already established. And that's a tough nut to crack if you're not an established personality.
Absolutely.
And even if you are the most famous person in the world, if you're not putting out good content, nobody's going to fucking listen. You know what I'm saying?
And it's hard. We know better than anyone. And it's fucking hard to stay relevant in this world. So if you are just starting up a podcast in the last 3 or 4 years, or, you know, two to four years, you could have a long road ahead of you to try to. And there's nothing wrong with that. You're gonna get your following. You're gonna get your niche. You're gonna get it. It's gonna happen.
You just gotta
either be okay with what you have. Actually, always want to do more. But it's okay to just have what you have. We're not Arn Anderson. We're not fucking Bruce Pritchard.
That's what I mean. Like right away, like wow, the guy they used to work with, Vince McMahon's having. He's gonna have a podcast. Yeah.
So Sean Mooney, everyone's got one. Go down the fucking list. Tommy Dreamer, Mikey Whipwreck and Jerry Lynn. Everyone's got one.
Yeah.
So there's no, and that's where I think the message is lost against people in our group, in our level, who think that he's referring to us. He's not.
And every...
At least I don't think he's not.
Every week, I see more and more guys getting involved in podcasting, especially in pro wrestling. New ones are popping up all the time. People love doing this shit, you know?
It's fun.
You know how many people we've inspired? You know how many people have been inspired by the people that were inspired by us? It's a domino effect.
It's totally worth it. It's fun. Every week, this is like my favorite thing to do. This is 2 hours.
I'll give you a quick story. Last week, I went to the Apple store at the mall. Had to get something taken care of.
This is a weird way to start.
I sit down, and I'm wearing my Turnbuckle Throwbacks Mooktang shirt. And the guy that came over to help me goes, oh, you like the Wu-Tang? I said, yeah. I said, it's a wrestling shirt, but I'm a fan of Wu-Tang. He lifts up his Apple button shirt, and he's got a Wu-Tang shirt underneath. And he goes, it's for a wrestling show? I go, yeah, it's my buddies Phil and Choppy. They do Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Oh, for real? That's a wrestling podcast? Shit, my buddy over there who works with him and his boys do a wrestling podcast. I go, oh, as a matter of fact, I do one myself. We just interviewed LAX on Tuesday. Really? Wow, that's awesome. Such a fucking small world, dude.
It's crazy.
It's a small world.
And don't let, I mean, if you did take offense to Conrad, what he said, and don't let it affect, if you want to start a podcast, start a fucking podcast.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, Phil, I know, lost his mind, and he wants to talk about it this week on his show. But, like, I'm waiting. I'm curious to see.
Listen, someone else could have a completely different interpretation of what he said.
Like, I'm really curious to see what his take on it is, because I looked at it, and I'm like, I don't really see what's so bad about this.
I mean, to say there's really nowhere in between might be a stretch.
I think, though, he's targeting it for people that people know.
Right.
He's not like, hey, for Turnbuckle Throwbacks, it's all or nothing. Or
right.
For Shining Wizards, it's all or nothing. Yeah. He's looking at it, it's like, well, you know, I don't know, maybe if Rusev wants to have a podcast, it's either you're all in with it or nothing's going to come of it.
Or take someone who's been out of the business. Say like Alex Wright, because he's on the TV right now. Say Alex Wright wants to start Das Podcast. Das Cast. He wants to start Das Podcast. I mean, he might be like, he's got to commit to Das Podcast or else he's not.
Yeah.
He's nine for the business.
He's got to have a good co-host.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a few of them that have gone by without a co-host. like Steve Austin does completely interviews. Colt Cabana for a long time did completely interviews.
It depends on what your content is. If you're a strictly based interview podcast, then yeah, you don't need anybody. You're the star, and you're the host, and your guest is the star.
I tell you what, though, as much as I like listening to Stone Cold over the years, nothing beat when he had his fucking neighbor friend on, Ted Fowler. Those were the best fucking episodes. You ever listen to that?
No.
Oh, it was just about them being drunk and like womanizing and shit.
I don't listen to Stone Cold's podcast.
I don't anymore either.
I don't listen to Jericho's. I don't listen to Stone Cold's.
Nope.
It goes, my podcast, I guess merry-go-round or Rolodex is Bischoff, Pritchard, JR, Majors, Schiavone, occasionally, and I mean, I'll watch the boys of the throwbacks when they have their stuff on the Facebook.
No, I'll swap out the major podcast because I'm not a figure guy, but I'll throw in Mikey Whipwreck and Jerry Lynn.
Yeah, I listen to that.
Love listening to that.
But I'm not a big metal guy.
But you don't have to be though. But it's such a guilty pleasure of mine. I love listening to that.
Dude, what's the ratio of wrestling to music they talk about?
Actually, wrestling is probably like 40% of the show.
Yeah, see, I can't deal with
that. No, it's not 60% music. There's very little music. It's mostly like Jerry gets fucked with by his daughter, or like Mikey gets knocked over by the dog and his back went out for a week. Like, you get like just...
It's 60% that?
Oh, dude, it's the fucking best. Right. It's the best.
Talking I gave about, it a shot when we... I mean, not that I gave it a shot. I used to listen to it.
It's so good. I love listening to it. They cry every week. I don't know why we're plugging these fucking shirts. Nobody's buying them.
Well, see? We feel your pain, guys.
Oh, we understand. Oh, believe me, we understand. By the way, Pink and Black's coming soon.
Be one of the 300 people that don't buy them.
Wow. So that's Conrad Thompson in a nutshell. I don't know if we're going to be talking about that.
Was there anything else of note from that?
No, just that they're smart to be in it for WWE talking about, and probably live podcasts at Access. Like, just pretty much saying, like, now that they're doing this, they're going to have so much more of an opportunity to, like, showcase these podcasts. Kind of like he does with StarCast, you know?
Yeah. And these guys, like, if, again, I have no idea what their plans are, but say they want to have, you know, the Lucha House Party do a podcast, or fucking, you know, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens do a podcast together. There's already a ready-made thing for that because they're on the road every week.
Well, don't forget,
every week they're going to be somewhere where they can do this show.
Kevin Owens had that deal with High Spot where he was doing like the Kevin Steen show every week, wasn't he?
Oh, I don't know.
So he's like, this is like old hat to a lot of those guys probably.
So and it's going to be so much easier for them because every week they're going to have somewhere to be. They can set up a studio wherever they are that week and record a podcast either for... Now, did they say they want to air it on the network or do they want it strictly to be...
Oh, no, I would imagine that they would want to do some video stuff too. Why not?
Yeah, but wouldn't it make more sense to explore? I mean, I don't know what Endeavor does. It's a podcast network, clearly.
Yeah. But if you have the platform to air this shit, why wouldn't you? And on top of that...
Yeah, it's audio. It's essentially going to be audio.
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe they do live videocasts.
And I just saw...
They'd be crazy not to. Could you imagine, like... Look, say they come to New York for WrestleMania again. Could you imagine, like, they set up a couple bars in the city and they do fucking, like, oh, you can go to such and such tavern for a live... I don't know, Edge and Christian show tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And yeah, I agree with you. That'd be silly not to. I just wondered if they want to strictly go into the market of audio and not necessarily... Oh, here we go. In January, it was announced that WWE was leaving Disney streaming services and would be partnering with Endeavor as their streaming provider for the WWE network. Oh, so they're already... I knew that. Yeah. They're the new people for the network, so yeah.
So they're going to be having video nonsense.
See, that's where I disagree. I think if they really truly want to branch out, then you just make it strictly podcast and make it strictly audio with the occasional... special.
Yeah, not you just, don't have to do video every week.
Like, say, like, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn do an audio show every week, and then, you know, the six-month anniversary live on the WWE Network.
Look, we've talked about it. For us, regular folks with jobs and responsibilities
that's
and
right.
families.
That's right. Well, two of the three.
Now, these guys are on the road constantly. They have very little family time as it is. You think Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, when they get back to the hotel room, want to bang out a podcast for an hour? You know what I'm saying?
But here's what I'm saying. They're at the arena from like 1 o'clock in the afternoon to showtime. If their podcast is a half hour to an hour long, what? Why are you laughing at showtime?
All I'm thinking of is Jerry Seinfeld talking about police officers when they're patrolling and there's nothing going on. Grab a broom. You're pretty much telling them, you got nothing to do? Here, come do this.
Most of their day is nothing to do.
Yeah, but they're getting paid like to be there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but so why not set up a studio with a green screen?
I don't know. It's just really weird.
Or put two microphones on a table like you have your soundboard on and do a 45-minute podcast.
They're going to get paid
for that.
The Shining Wizards need to be on the WWE Podcast Network. There's no doubt about it. We have enough people that fucking work in WWE now that can fucking say, hey, give these guys a chance. Jesus Christ, we stole their logo.
The least
they can do is give us a job.
Hey, let's give these three mooks who stole from us and shit on us every week. Let's give these three guys a prime spot in the WWE network.
I don't say prime.
Hey, guys, that, you know what that is? That's an endeavor.
You can put us... endeavor. They can put us on at 2 a.m. Who gives a shit?
Now, is it going to be a podcast network? Like, constant podcast all the time?
I would imagine that they're going to have like a...
No way. Like no they, way that's a thing.
You don't think so? Why wouldn't they? Why would... Look, if Drew can get Rant DM Radio set up where he could have 24-hour streaming of all of the podcasts on Rant DM Radio, why wouldn't they? They'd be crazy not to. That's easy. That's an easy setup, dude.
So you do like... Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens have their show at 9 o'clock on Tuesday.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be live, but when they drop, they could drop it at 9 o'clock on Tuesday and then make it available on iTunes and all that immediately after.
So, but then like from, so you listen to it when it drops again. I seriously doubt a lot of these will be live, but say one of them drops at 9 o'clock at night. And then if it's a 24-hour schedule from like, it'll air at 8 a.m, then 9, then 10 a.m, then 12.
You can put on whatever you want, or just put them on a loop. Why not, dude? They do it on the network right now, and what is the purpose of it? There is no purpose. Like right now,
that's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? Like right now, they're probably airing like 5 feet of bliss. Who gives a shit? I can press a button and watch it anytime I want.
It's a good point, Tom.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And then they'll have their on-demand service as well, so if you missed it, you can listen to it.
Or just go to iTunes. They'll have the WWE podcast feed on iTunes.
Got
to
pay for that?
Huh?
Got to pay for that?
I'm sure iTunes would be happy to give them money if they're bringing in listens. I'm not exactly sure how that works on the opposite end, but I can't imagine why Apple would want to make some fucking... Jesus Christ, the WWE Network is on Apple products as it is, you know? They have an app on iOS. You can get it on Apple TV. Jesus Christ, Microsoft's in business with them, too. They're on the Xboxes, Sony, they're on the PlayStations.
All right, so the Bellas podcast...
You can get it on Roku.
The Bellas podcast is already a part of the Endeavor Audio. So
Have you ever listened to that? Is it any good?
No, I just told you who the podcast I listen to.
We might have to check that out. I might have to do research for next week. I might have to find out just how good the fucking Bella Twins podcast is.
Unless they talk about the Bella Twins, then I'm not interested.
Oh, you mean Nikki Knockers?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I thought you meant like her twins.
I did.
So you see, I knew what you were thinking.
Yeah, but you just had to tag it when it didn't need a tag.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm just a little over anxious.
Oh, listen,
thinking about Nikki Knockers.
This new setup has us all verklempt.
This is really weird. Like I feel like I'm like staring into your soul.
I'm actually feeling it right now.
I know. I could tell you're getting more animated. You even got your legs crossed, like in like Tony doesn't give a shit mode.
Well, it's not. They're not crossed.
Well, sort of. You're halfway there.
Like if you wanted to put me in a Texas clover leaf right now, it'd be very easy.
Oh, can I? We had to think about it.
Well, because I'm still seated back. Well, no, you probably could if you wanted to. Like if you literally jumped out of your chair, like say I'm going to the bathroom. And then grab me and drag me out of this. You Texas cloverleaf in about.
We'd be making headlines. I accosted Kevin on his way to the John.
Fucking 0.6 seconds, you can get me in this cloverleaf. That's it.
I don't know. What did Matt give me here? So we know. Do you want to talk about AEW? Like,
why don't we go into one set of picks before the?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, we could talk about AEW real quick, because the only news is that Jon Moxley's out of All Out this weekend, which we touched on earlier. He's got a MRSA infection in his elbow.
How do you think that... Excuse me as I shuffle papers. That's a big blow, man.
What do you think? Do you think it was smart of him to get involved with the G1, knowing that he could put his first real appearance in a match with AEW at risk?
That's not on him.
You don't think so?
Absolutely not.
Really?
That's up. That's on. At the end of the day, that's on AEW.
Oh, because they're the ones that let him do what
they
he wants to do.
They could have easily said, hey, I mean, and they did that with a lot of guys. People are still wrestling all over the place.
Do you think AEW is going to tighten the reins a little bit now?
I definitely think. Well, they're definitely going to because, you know, Janela's finishing up his independent dates. I mean, MJF might still work MLW. Those are the only two guys I really know for sure. I mean, I can't speak to, I don't know what Darby Allin is doing. I don't know what Sonny Kiss is doing. I don't know. But, I mean, like I said, and it's cool that AEW let them do that. Definitely cool. But you got to, that's a double-edged sword. You know, you take the risk.
And that's the thing now. We're not talking about MLW or talking about Impact, who's like, you know, for all intents and purposes right now, internet shows. We're talking about something that's got primetime production on a major cable network.
AEW or New Japan?
AEW.
Okay, you would let.
Well, the other thing is, there's no real working relationship right now in New Japan.
But I'm confused as to what your point is. You're upset that.
No, I'm not upset. I'm thinking that AEW needs to tighten the reins all around. You know what I'm saying?
And I think they will.
Because now.
Unless someone has an existing contract somewhere else.
Fair point. But now that they're going to be tied up once October comes around. You know, they're putting on a show for a major network with weekly television.
And just sold out another event, I believe.
But that's what I'm talking about. Like, you can't just keep cutting guys loose to go work in indie for a weekend, and then one of your major stars winds up getting hurt. You don't look, let's be honest. Sonny Kiss gets hurt, it sucks, but they're not going to really be missing much. John Moxley.
Not yet. We don't know that.
Not yet.
And that's good. And that's just not because Sonny's a friend. It could be anyone that they plan on pushing.
But you're not comparing. You're not comparing right now, Sonny Kiss to John Moxley, the Young Bucks.
Right now, no.
Kenny Omega. So if one of those guys gets hurt, you've got a major problem potentially.
Sonny, he's not selling the show. Like, no offense, Sonny. You know, it's Moxley selling the show. Cody's, the Bucks are selling the show. Like, Omega, Jericho's selling the show.
Look, I like Joey Janela. Joey Janela's not selling the show. Not yet, anyway.
Not yet. Darby, Havoc, Sonny.
All integral parts to the rise of AEW.
A Private Party. All those guys are going to be.
Not important. Look, I'll say, even if one of the guys from SoCal Uncensored got hurt, not a major blow as far as I'm concerned.
That's true. Moxley's a huge blow.
It is because he's the WWE guy. You could say Jericho all you want, but right now everybody knows Jericho's been around. But Moxley, he just fucking left WWE. He's a former WWE champion. He just wrestled in G1. Now he's not going to be there for All Out? That sucks.
It hurts.
They got a hell of a replacement. I ain't even bullshitting about that. Pac's a hell of a replacement. I know, we're not big on Pac on this show, but...
I don't hate Pac.
There's enough of a fan base for him, and though, that people...
I think it's the best possible replacement that they probably could have had on that short notice.
Exactly.
And I'm going through my head. I'm like, well, who else could they have gotten? Who else could they have gotten? Then I'm thinking to myself, well, no one.
Strictly from a match standpoint, that's going to be a hell of a match.
But there's no heat there now, though.
I understand that. But with Kenny Omega and Pac, look, I've seen Pac wrestling over in the UK with David Starr. Motherfucker is a nasty bastard.
He's great. He always has been.
But you think he can't get that across?
He probably can.
And Kenny Omega's a face right now, too. You know, everybody loves Kenny Omega. So if Pac's a dick to him, you can get insta heat right there. Even without a backstory. They have the potential to pull that off. Absolutely. Is it as big as a match as it would have been with Moxley? No, not right now, no.
The timing couldn't have been worse, is what sucks about it. If this had happened like a month ago or 2 months ago, and they had time to build something, and I don't watch Being the Elite, so maybe they did, and I don't even know. But
I tried watching it today.
I watched like the very beginning.
Oh, you know who was in that video, by the way? Fucking Johnny Mundo and Taya Valkyrie.
Ooh.
They were in the video. It was weird because Jungle Boy was carrying Luchasaurus was carrying Jungle Boy on his shoulders, and they were walking a dog in some neighborhood.
Nice.
And then Johnny Mundo and Taya were walking the dog the other way, and Jungle Boy's dog shit, but they didn't have something to pick it up with, so they had a conversation about picking up the shit. And then somebody started yelling at them because there was shit on the ground. And they did. Oh, and Janela was there too. I forget. Janela and somebody else were there too.
Pillman Jr.?
No. But they did this whole run around Benny Hill style, like running away from the shit and this person that was chasing them.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
It was. It was pretty silly.
I'm going to have to watch that.
It was pretty silly. I mean, look, I can't watch Being Elite all week. I can't.
A lot of wrestling.
I got too much going on, dude. I didn't watch MLW for today. That's how unprepared I am. Actually, that's not true. I did watch the main event because I caught it streaming with MJF and Teddy Hart.
Teddy Hart.
Yeah. Not the greatest. There's something that's off with me about Teddy Hart matches, and I'm still trying to put my finger on it, but I don't know what it is. But there's just still something off about it.
All right.
I'll have to see if I can articulate it in hour two of the show. I'll come back to it if I can. But, yeah, AEW, women's, they're starting up with the women's thing. They're going to unveil the belt at All Out.
Are we not doing the gimmick anymore?
What do you mean?
Are we doing picks or no?
No. I'm getting into the gimmick. I'm just clearing up some news and notes before we get into it. Because we do have some AEW news and notes. And the first ever tag team champs, and they're doing, I don't know, the tournament's not going to be till the 30th. It's really like fucked up. I don't know how they're running it. I'm sure if I saw brackets, it would all come together. But like in the abstract, I'm just like,
The championship will be crowned on the AEW on TNT from Charleston Coliseum in Charleston, West Virginia on October 30th. So it's going to be, the tournament will take you right up from probably the first show or actually from All Out, right? Or is, no, does it start on the TV taping debut? I think it starts.
I don't know.
I think it starts on the debut.
There's some tag team shit that's going on this show that has ramifications for the tournament.
Oh, no, I think it starts here with the winner of the Lucha Brothers versus Bucks getting a bye in the tournament.
Yeah, there's another one. Like, why are these guys wrestling for byes? Like, why don't they just put this match in the tournament? You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make sense.
No, I think, is he listening? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Because he would definitely know better than me.
But Kevin, I could tell you this much.
All right.
It's time for the Shining Wizards pay-per-view pick super show extravaganza thing. Part one, AEW All Out coming this weekend on the, I don't know what the fuck day it is. What day is this? Saturday.
Saturday.
At the Sears Center in Chicago.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of shit to pick here, Kevin. I don't know why we agreed to pick three shows this week, but my goodness, by hook or by crook, we're going to get through it. Okay, so here we go. Yeah, there's two tag team. Actually, there's three tag team matches. And you know what? Fuck it. Let's start here. Private Party, Isaiah Cassidy and Mark Quinn? Is that his name? Versus Angelico and Jack Evans.
I didn't even know that was on the show.
Yeah, it is. What are you thinking? Let me get Dickhead's notes, too.
Yeah, read Dickhead's first.
All right, you want me to read Dickhead's first?
Because I really like both teams.
Okay.
You know what? I'll go first. I'm going Private Party.
Private Party. Yeah, you know what? That's who I went with, too. Let me give you Dickhead's thoughts on this one. Solid pre-show matches. I think Jack and Angelico are an exciting team, but we need to start building these young teams. And I like Private Party to get the win heading into this tag team tournament. There you go. The 21-woman Battle Royal, so far named. Nyla Rose, Britt Baker, DMD, Allie, Brandy, Teal Piper making her debut, the daughter of the hot Scott himself, Ivelisse, Jazz, Big Swole, not Swole.
Wait, Big Swole from the No Limit Soldiers?
No, not that Big Swole.
Hootie Hoo?
No, Hootie Hoo.
Hootie Hoo?
Hootie Hooters.
I might go with Hootie Hooters.
Big Swole's a big girl. Sadie Gibbs, and there's 12 more to be named. Matt says...
So yeah, we're picking this.
Yeah, Matt says, winner gets title shot on the debut TNT show. Are we picking this? Not sure who are all in this, but I'll go with Ivelisse. Who are you thinking?
Can we pull one of those gimmicks where we wait and hear the rest?
Just pick one. It doesn't matter. It's a 1 out of 21 shot at winning this fucking thing.
I'm going to go with... God, I don't know. He picked Ivelisse?
He picked Ivelisse. I'm tempted to pick Brandy, but I don't think they'd be vain enough to put Brandy in that spot. You know what I'm saying? You know who I'm going to go with? What's her name? I hope she's available, but what the fuck's her name? Awesome Kong. I'm going with Awesome Kong, even though she's not named. What are you thinking? Aja Kong might be in it. Aja Kong.
I'll go. I like Ivelisse now that he mentioned it.
Listen,
but I'm not going to do it.
Smiley Kylie might be in it.
I'll go with Damian Gibbs.
Sadie Gibbs?
I just have Gibbs right here.
Sadie Gibbs?
So I'll go Damian Gibbs,
all right,
just for fun.
And I'm taking Awesome Kong, and Matt is taking Ivelisse.
I kind of wanted to take one of the Pipers.
Riho versus Hikaru Shida. Oh, fuck me with these Japanese chicks. I have no idea who's who. I'll take Riho. I'm going Hikaru Shida. She's a mean-looking bitch.
I'm going Riho.
Going, ooh, I'm against the grain on that one. SoCal Uncensored, six-man action against Luchasaurus, Marco Stunt, and Jungle Boy. That's it. Marco Stunt was in there in that shit fest thing on the video. And I am going... Bum, 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 bum. Who the fuck did I pick? Oh, fuck. I didn't even have this one written down. I thought I had this one written down. Who are you thinking? While I fucking panic over here. Oh, no, I have it. I'm going SoCal Uncensored.
That's who
I picked.
Like, I want...
I know. Luchasaurus.
I'm not sold on these guys yet.
Oh, so you're going SCU?
It's a pre-show match?
I think so.
Yeah, because I don't have this one written down either.
Yeah, I think it is a pre-show. It is a pre-show. Let me see.
I'll go SCU.
No, this is on the regular show. This is on the show.
This wasn't... I didn't see this one when I went to CBS Sports the other
day.
This
is on the show. This is
Wikipedia. I'll go SCU. I'm going SCU.
All right, it's SCU across the board because Matt says... SoCal and Censor, blah, blah, blah. A lot of great talent in this one. Lucha Jungle Boy are coming off the loss of the Dark Order. SCU lost to Lucha Brothers, so both teams need a win. I think experience wins out in this one. SCU gets the victory. This one, I have no idea. Darby Allin versus Joey Janela versus Jimmy Havoc. This is going to be a banger, quotes Dickhead. I think Darby really impressed a lot of people with his match against Cody, so I'll take Darby for the win.
Yeah, if a coin had three sides, you know, this would be it. It'd be a flip of that three-sided coin.
Who are you thinking? It's tough because all these guys have been pretty impressive.
Who'd you go with?
I didn't go with anybody.
Who did Matt go with?
Matt went Darby Allin. I'm leaning toward...
I'm going...
Who do you think?
I'm going Jimmy Havoc.
I'm going Joey Janela. I was just saying I'm leaning Joey Janela, so I might as well fucking pick him. Yeah. We got all three different ones. There's got to be a winner there. Let's see. I'm just going to go down Dickhead's list. Cody versus Sean Spears. This is a tough one. There's so many outside factors I think will affect the outcome. I'll take Spears. I think MJF tries to help Cody and it backfires, setting up MJF Cody down the road. We all know wrestling friendships are doomed from the start. Look at Hogan Orndorff, Hogan Macho. Oh, fuck. Hogan was just a piece of shit to these guys. This is true. If only he made some fucking phone calls and didn't grab Elizabeth's ass all the time, he might still have some buddies in the wrestling business, brother. I'm agreeing with Matt. I'm going with Sean Spears. I think... the fucking attack with the chair. Cody's got to go down a few before he gets the righteous win. Kind of dumb to end this feud so early.
And this is that's a clean sweep for this one because I like Sean. And I wasn't his explanation was deep, but my and yours was pretty good. Or he mentioned MJF, or did you mention it? Hit spot on. But the only person I thought of was Tully Blanchard for some reason.
Ooh, that's right. Tully's involved too.
I like Tully, and I think there's a lot more legs to that. So I'm going Sean Spears. Only that was my logic.
Return match for the AAA tag titles. The Lucha Brothers defend against the Young Bucks.
And this is, I found out this is, on this week's episode of Being the Elite, Matt and Nick Jackson accepted Pentagon Jr. and Phoenix's challenge for the ladder match.
Yeah, it's the Escuela de la Muerte.
The death ladder. Ooh, all right.
All right, you go first.
I got to go first. This is the hardest one. I got to go first.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
All right, who you got? All right, you want me to read with
Dickhead? No. I got to man up and pick something, right?
All right, I'm telling you right now, I'm going Lucha Brothers. I think they've got to successfully defend the titles. You can't...
Escuela de la Muerte. They got to... But can you have the Young Bucks disgrace?
Yeah, but the Young Bucks beat the Lucha Brothers last time.
Yeah, I'm going Lucha Brothers.
And it's a clean sweep because Dickhead writes, this match is going to be dynamite, and I think we finally see the Lucha Brothers get a win over the Young Bucks and retain. I think so. That makes sense.
That was the hardest one, in my opinion, because I think the next two are easy.
Best Friends versus Dark Order. Winner gets a first round bye in the tag tournament.
Forgot about that one.
I like both teams, but I think Dark Order gets the win here. Need a heel tag team in this tournament. I'm still torn on this one. I'm honest to God.
Did he just say that this is a tournament match?
It's for a bye.
A bye. Okay, so that's the one that I was confusing with the Lucha. Yeah, okay.
But it's so weird. If it's going to be a bye, why don't they just have this match in the tournament? You know what I'm saying?
Well, this is a tournament match. So do they get a bye to the next round, or do they get a bye?
I don't
know. Or is this just a fancy way of saying a qualifying match?
I don't know.
All right.
I have no idea.
I'm going Dark Order.
Really? You're going with Matt? You know what? I'm going against the grain. I'm going Chuck Taylor, Trent Beretta. I think the Best Friends are going to be on a streak here. I got to see them winning this. Fuck the Dark Order. I don't think Dark Order is all that in a bag of chips.
Oh, I don't really like them, but...
Fucking dickheads. Pac versus Kenny Omega. This is a very interesting matchup, but should be amazing. This is Matt's words. Pac is no longer the Dragon Gate champion, so there's no built-in bullshit where he can't lose. Omega's a star. We all know that, and I don't think a loss here hurts him. I'll take Pac in what may be an upset. I say fuck that. Kenny Omega needs a fucking win. He was probably going to fucking beat what's-his-nuts. I say Omega takes this one. If he loses, there's no point in him fucking going on and fighting Moxley at this point.
I say Omega.
There you go. For your AEW championship to crown a brand new champion, Adam Page versus Chris Jericho.
I like Chris Jericho.
Really?
Yep.
I went with Adam Page. I think Jericho's a little long in the tooth for this one. I think the way you start it right is to give the new guy a shot, give him a high-profile win over Jericho. I think that's the way to go. I've been saying it since All In when he won the Battle Royal. Adam Page wins the title. He looks like $1 million, and he instantly becomes a star by beating Jericho and becoming the first champion. There you go. Hangman all day. So there you go.
I think you need time with Jericho on TV with the belt before...
Really?
Before Page becomes... I agree with the logic. It's 100% flawless. But I think you wait till Jericho's a champ on TV so more eyes can see that Page beats Jericho.
Have you seen Jericho on TV lately?
Dude, he can wear a fucking shirt. Matt Hardy, everyone wears shirts.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry, folks. We've got two more rounds of picks to go. The picking is far from over. But Kevin, as we always say...
Back after DS1.
We here at the Shining Wizards know that you love to do online shopping, and most of you do it through Amazon. But don't go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com. Click on your country's banner, and when you shop, any money that you spend goes a little bit to support the show. It's not a whole lot, but every little bit helps. And the more you buy, the more we get supported, and the more everybody can be happy, and we can continue to bring you the best professional wrestling podcasting.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at Inconclusive Pod or Facebook.com/Inconclusive Breakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message. Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew. Because we're up all night.
Too sweet.
No, it's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B+ Player Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. We'll see you there.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Welcome back to The Shining Wizards. You're listening to us live on Rantium Radio, rantiumradio.com. Maybe you downloaded us in podcast form, and we thank you for the downloads. Every download, every rating on iTunes and wherever you listen helps. We appreciate all the support, and we'd like to thank those who are supporting us on Patreon. If you want to support us on Patreon, go over to patreon.com/wizardspodcast. For how much, Kevin, do you need to become a Patreon supporter?
$1 million.
Or you could just give us a fraction of that, just $1.
1 millionth of $1 million.
That's a good call.
There you go.
That's good math. That's Garifo math right there.
That's it.
$1 gets you on the list of those who support us as a Patreon producer. And we'd like to thank those who are Patreon producers right now. We're going to start us off, Kathy Hummer, the queen of the Shining Wizards, the sex pot herself, Cindy Ardone, Dan and Anthony, the AOP of the SWP, the Russinellos, Mike Martinelli, the Dark Helmet himself, Ryan Arthur, the Shawns, Sean Toe, and Sean Cole, ole, 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 ole. Who else we got? Kratzo, of course, Manny Croctoville, Bert Simonello. It's Brett, isn't it? Al, my pal Vasquez, Kate the Great Hensler, Matt Garifo.
No relation, don't know that guy.
Of course not. Matt Mellinger, new patron, Scotch Drinkmore. Welcome, Scott. Thanks for this.
Scotch.
Jesus Christ. Oh, boy, I'm channeling the inner Matt inside me right now. And, of course, William Mercier. Junior.
Lives are going to be in William Mercier's hands. You know what I mean?
Once again, thanks to all of our producers for their continued support. If you'd like to join them, like I said, go over to patreon.com/wizardspodcast. Join the revolution, because it will not be televised, but it will be broadcast somewhere and downloadable, of course. So you can take us with you wherever you go. Kevin, you like the Chavito music?
I do like Chavito. Very, one of my favorite underrated performers of all time.
Ooh, Chavo.
Greatest ECW champion of all time.
You know what I didn't talk about? I'm going to let that slide. I know, because Matt's boiling right now. I don't need to fucking pick it up for him. You know what I completely whiffed on? I watched the new season of GLOW on Netflix. Great show, by the way. Alison Brie, who's one of the stars, was on the MTV Awards last night, and yo, she had titties hanging.
Yeah, that was her?
Yes, it was.
Dude, I did see that.
She looks good when she's all gussied up.
And
right?
the one guy didn't realize that you don't have to like lean into the mic to talk. He would just do it anyway, probably because them titties were there.
Of course he did.
God, I didn't realize that's who that was.
Yeah,
they were out there.
Yeah, Mark Maron got a little bit of that action this season too.
Mark Maron.
Mark Maron.
Oh.
Not Mark, yes. Yes, the wild man.
Like Mark Maron's in GLOW? That's a career resurgence.
But we talked about Chavo. Chavo was on GLOW.
Chavito.
And if I'm not mistaken, I haven't looked it up yet, but I think Carlito was on this season too.
Probably.
I think he was.
Carlito, is Johnny Mundo on GLOW?
No, he hasn't. He was on like the first season, I think.
Oh.
I think Funkasaurus was on the first season too.
A lot of people from that era-ish.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Making their show GLOW.
Get me on GLOW. Get your show GLOW. Is that what you're going for?
Yeah. Dude, you want to be on the WWE Podcast Network? You want to be on GLOW? Is there anything you don't want to be on? The rant?
My dick. On the rant. Wow, you're channeling your inner Matt there with the hatred.
That's what we're doing tonight.
Holy fuck.
Matt's not here. Matt is really living inside both of us tonight.
Oof. It's creepy.
I like it.
I don't like it. Well, you would like another man inside you, sir.
Oh,
me,
not
on
bad.
The other hand.
Not bad.
Red Robin.
Yum. Not a bad thing. All right. So we don't want to spend too much time talking on Raw, but there was some newses and notes, as Tony would say, from Raw.
Hey, I heard that the champions got married. Or they're getting married. They got engaged. Seth and Becky.
Oh, yeah, I guess. All right, we can talk.
Man and the man.
We can talk about that.
I mean, I
now pronounce you man and man.
Don't they make that a big part of the show still?
Neither one of them was on the show last night.
But they didn't mention it.
I don't remember.
Oof, that's a faux pas on there.
Because I had Raw on the TV, but I was watching NXT UK on the iPad.
They were making storylines for like a year about the two of them.
No, I know they were, and it was on the website, so I'm sure they have. I'm sure they mentioned it, but like I said, I had NXT UK with sound on and Raw on the TV with sound off for the most part.
NXT UK, you say?
You know it.
Oh, no. Let's finish Raw.
All right, so Raw, the main points. We're not gonna dive too much into it. Current King of the Ring standings, as we see right now, Samoa Joe, who had a win over Cesaro last week. Ricochet defeated Drew McIntyre this week, so now you have Samoa Joe versus Ricochet in the quarterfinals on Raw. Cedric Alexander beat Sami Zayn last week. Baron Corbin beat The Miz this week. So now you have Alexander and Corbin in the other quarterfinal matchup. And then on SmackDown, we'll see it tonight, but so far you have Elias and Andrade. The winner of Ali versus Murphy tonight advances to face Elias, and the winner of Chad Gable, Shelton Benjamin faces Andrade.
That Murphy Ali match sounds like it's going to be a banger. It's good, right, Matt?
Dude, Chad, that will be a banger.
Matt, it's going to be a banger, Matt.
Chad Gable, Shelton Benjamin will be a banger too.
You know, if they wrestled in Maine, it could be the Banger and Bangor.
All right. All right. Hey, if it was
boom, boom, boom.
Hey, just like our pre-show liner, could be a headbanger.
Oh, fuck me hard.
Hell yeah!
Shout out to Headbanger Thrasher for that, by the way.
Yeah, that's an old one.
That's an old one. I know.
I forgot we had that one in the bank.
That's good. So that's King of the Ring. The other major news coming out of Raw, obviously, is you had the tag team champions are now going to fight each other at Clash of the Champions for the Universal Championship.
And they're also defending, aren't they?
They're defending against the winners of that gauntlet match, which just happened to be out of fucking nowhere. Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler are a team.
Could give less of a fuck.
They outlasted Heavy Machinery, Lucha Brothers, Revival, the Major Brothers.
I read there was Carl a double Anderson. Disqualification in this.
Yeah, Viking Raiders and the OC got double DQ'd.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
So, I mean, Major Brothers got jobbed. And this weird team with Ziggler and Rude that
How
came out
How did this happen? Did they have a backstory?
Nope, they just showed them on a graphic.
So that's it for Gable and Rude? They're done?
Done? Gable's been on 205 Live.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. He cut his hair too, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's right. We watched him in that fucking Battle Royal over in Saudi Arabia. I had no idea who he was. I thought he was some Asian dude.
Yeah. So he might be back on SmackDown because of this King of the Ring tournament, or he may have just been a guest on 205 Live.
I don't know. It's weird.
So they teased that you're going to have Braun Strowman beat AJ Styles last night, and you'll have the U.S. champion and one half of the tag team champions versus the Universal champion and the other half the tag team champion.
But...
And then they would also have to defend against Rude, but AJ Styles won by DQ, and so that's it. Yeah, Braun Strowman beat the shit out of the club at the end, and
I just don't understand where they're going to go with all this. I don't get it.
It's Clash of the Champions. You don't really got to go anywhere.
It's fucking weird. Weird. I'm trying to see. I know we've got this on in the background. I'm trying to see
who's.
Oh, yes, Hall and Nash are the tag team champions at Clash of the Champions 35.
With those shitty
belts.
And
they're wearing the smaller version of the WCW tag belts, which I was kind of okay with the way they look.
Yeah, the smaller version. It's not the smaller version. They're not just like the real tag belts, but smaller. They're just
it's a smaller main plate. Take a look at the belts.
But it's completely different.
No.
100%, Tony.
What do you mean completely different?
So go back to the time when they actually had the real WCW tag belts. The plates are not even remotely close.
No. You're talking about like the old ones that like the Steiners used to carry and the ones that like Doc and Gordy used to carry.
Yeah, that's right. These were the belts right after those.
But these are the smaller versions.
Oh, the later WCW tag belts, maybe.
But these are the smaller ones. There's bigger ones like this.
But they didn't come till years later.
They didn't come till years later. This is 97, though.
They came, those belts, if it's what I think, they came in when they did the tag team tournament that ended with Benoit Malenko beating Kurt Hennig and Barry Windham.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, these are.
But I never pegged them as a smaller version of that.
No,
until
these
right
are
now.
The smaller versions.
Those were the first time you saw those plates.
This show.
Not the show, but they debuted before these came right after
they
the old
before
belts.
Before the bigger ones.
They came before the ones you're thinking of are bigger versions of this. Not,
yes,
these
yes,
aren't
yes,
smaller
yes.
versions of that.
Okay,
if that's true, because I never even noticed that until right now.
Sorry, excuse
But they're
me,
definitely
please.
Not, because they go back and forth with these and the other ones, the old ones, during this time. Because
I think they kept falling apart because they're J-Mars.
And they tried to, like, this is the time where, like, the Steiners would win. And then Randy Anderson would be the one that would count the fall. And then Bischoff would be like, no, you were still fired. You had no rights, so hand over the belts back.
Then they wonder why the NWO went to shit.
So
fucking ridiculous.
So yeah, these were like the weird little bootleg belts that just showed up out of nowhere.
Sorry for that aside, but Kevin and I like talking about belts.
That's fine.
Kevin, what I don't like to talk about is things that I don't really know too much about. Although I am an expert in the NXT UK, I don't know too much about this card. But it's about that time. Kev, I can't even do the voice.
I don't think I can either.
You want to try it?
No, I don't think I think my throat hurts right now, so I don't even think I want to.
It's time! I'll
give it a shot.
Go ahead, go for it.
It's time for the Shining Wizards NXT UK. Hello! The pick extravaganza. Hello!
Wow, you tried the LOs? I'm surprised you didn't blow your fucking throat out.
I'm drinking this whole gallon of water.
All right, I'm gonna follow Dickie Doo's listing because it'd be easier than me fucking trying to jump around the pages.
I have it right here.
It's not a big card. No, but
five matches.
I'll go with what he has. So this is Matt's opening contest notes. This is open. I expect a bomb on these picks because I have zero interest in NXT UK and I haven't watched it at all. I don't doubt it'll be a great show, but fuck it. Matt said but fuck. Your opening match, Travis Banks versus Noam Dar. Matt writes, just based off of 205, I'll go with Noam Dar. Kevin, what's this feud about? Please say Alicia Fox.
Noam Dar has been back on NXT UK. They're getting solidly behind him a little bit. He hasn't, I don't think, lost since he's been back on the brand. But he's been facing Jay Brones, I think, for the most part. Travis Banks has been just trying to get on a show. There's no real feud other than a challenge and an acceptance and then a match being made official, I think, for the most part. So I'm going with Travis Banks.
Wow. I should have had the mic on when I said wow. I'm going Noam Dar. I was thinking about going with Travis Banks, but if Noam Dar is like the known name, like he's the
Travis,
guy.
Travis, but you gotta remember, this is NXT UK.
No, I understand.
But Travis, maybe. I think Travis Banks was, he has a pretty good following and a pretty good push. To me, he seemed to be really strong when I initially watched 205, up 205 Live.
I did a little bit of research and I don't know if there was anything really behind him, so that's why I went with Noam Dar. Dave Mastiff versus Joe Coffey, who's part of some group called Gallus.
Gallus.
Okay. Matt writes, last man standing. You know what? I'll go with mine. I'm picking Dave Mastiff. Dave Mastiff. I don't know why. I just looked into it. I don't picture Joe Coffey as being the guy. Besides, his name sounds like Joe Coff, which sounds like jerk off. So fuck the jerk off. I'm going with Dave Mastiff. Matt writes, last man standing. This is your banger of the night. I'm going to fucking kick him in his dick. I flip the coin and I'll take Dave Mastiff.
I'm going Joe Coffey.
Kevin going against the grain here.
Just because Joe Coffey is the leader of Gallus. And I didn't realize it was last man standing, to be honest with you. But
he's, I didn't know either.
Oh, I thought you guys just said that.
No, I did. It was in his notes. I didn't know that.
So I like Joe Coffey. I like the possibility of Gallus getting involved. And I think Joe Coffey wins.
All right. He's got the tag title match. Apparently, Grizzled Young Vets, I guess that's the name they're going by.
They're the champs.
Yes. Zach Gibson and James Drake going against Andrews and Morgan and the other guys from Gallus. Mark Andrews, Flash Morgan, and the other guys of Gallus, Wolfgang and Mark Coffey.
I'm going with the champs retaining. Grizzled Young Vets.
That's who I'm going with. Matt, I think, rounds it out with the same thing. Triple threat tag match. No, this should be a banger as well. I'll take Gallus. Maybe they collect all the belts and have tea or some stupid shit after the match. So Matt's going with Gallus. I don't know. You know what threw me off? I would picture the Coffees winning the tag titles together because they're brothers, but that was my thought.
That's how they started as a team, but then Wolfgang joined and they formed Gallus, and then Joe Coffey took more of a singles role.
Oh, well. The NXT UK women's title, Toni Storm defends against Kaylee Ray. I'll go first. I think Toni Storm hasn't had the belt long enough. I think she's still doing good things. I'm taking her to retain. You want me to take Matt's? Kaylee Ray has a fun name, and that's about it. Toni Storm retains.
This has actually been a really nice feud. So they showed all the videos of them being like best friends and traveling together, and Kaylee Ray taking Toni Storm under her wing, and then something changed with Kaylee Ray. She's not the same person. Kaylee Ray saying Toni Storm's a loser but no friends. But I agree. Toni Storm retains the women's championship.
Does Kaylee Ray have Jazzy in her corner?
No, that's Ginny.
Okay, when's fucking Jazzy going to win the belt? She's got to fucking beat these bitches up.
I hope so.
Your NXT UK championship match. Walter defends against Tyler Bate. Matt writes, this will be a super banger. I'm going to kick you in your fucking super dick. But no way Walter loses here. I like Walter. I like Walter, too. I'm going Walter retains. There's no way nobody's fucking coming up and beating him anytime soon.
They did a good job of putting Tyler Bate back up in the main event. Because, he's the first NXT UK champion.
I understand.
So
he didn't hold it too long either, right?
Yeah, he lost to Dunsky.
Yes, and Dunsky held it for fucking almost 2 years, didn't he?
600 some odd days.
That's right.
With that being said, I am going Walter.
It's Walter's all around. Good for us. We fucking picked UK TakeOver.
I'm excited.
Oh, I am too.
2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday?
I've got a boner in my pants.
A banger?
Oh, a fucking big banger. I hate that fucking word.
Banger!
If that word dropped off the face of the... Like, honestly, if it was between that word or the most racist word you could think of, I'd want to get rid of banger.
Oh, my God, that's terrible.
It's not terrible. I hate banger that much.
But just think about what you just said.
Yes.
Like, turn your mic off. I'll filibuster a little bit. And, literally, think about it.
All right, I'll think about it.
So think about what you said, all right? I want you really deep down think while I watch Kevin Nash almost cost his team of Scott Hall, the Macho Man, and a match against DDP and Lex Luger at the last Clash of the Champions ever. Tony, this is the last Clash of the Champions ever.
I still hate banger that much.
Which is ironic because WWE is bringing back Clash of Champions in 3 weeks. I didn't even think about that.
Well, it's not Clash of the Champions. It's Clash
of Champions. Of Champions. But when I asked you to put this on, I didn't have that in the back of my head.
Well, now you do.
I had it because they're covering it on Bischoff's podcast.
Good for them. Hey, you want to cover MLW?
I did not watch MLW.
I didn't watch it. Well, I watched the main event.
Okay.
I think I know what the problem is with Teddy Hart matches.
I don't think there is a problem with Teddy Hart
matches.
Teddy
Hart is an innovative son of a bitch. I don't like the fact that he wrestles in pajamas. I don't know if a guy with his build and his structure should be wearing a tank top.
Oh, I'm such an asshole.
What?
This entire time you were saying Teddy Hart, I was thinking Davey Boy Smith.
Really?
Yeah. I have no idea why. I know the difference between the two.
Okay. So, let me take you back. Do you have any problems with Teddy Hart matches?
I have the problem that he wrestles in pajamas.
Yes. Okay, so you agree with me.
Yeah, I've never liked that.
I don't like the presentation at all.
I do like when they're doing, vignettes and stuff, and they're all wearing the goofy shit. Because David Hart Smith wears pajamas. When he was at the Hall of Fame, he had pajamas on. When he wrestles.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, if you watch, the vignettes, and even, I said, at the Hall of Fame, Davey Boy Smith had those Teddy Hart, golden pajamas on. But I agree with you. In the ring, I never liked that. I mean, not that I don't like it. I just wish it was more traditional Hart Foundation type stuff.
Here's the other problem. Teddy Hart is an over babyface. He gets way too much offense in a match. He wrestled MJF. MJF didn't get a chance to really do much at all. And the whole idea is the babyface gets the early shine, and then the heel gets to fucking show what he's made of.
And the babyface gets the comeback, and then what happens? Then you go finish. Yeah.
And like I said, innovative stuff. However, he's got to take a bit of an ass kicking. He's too small of a guy not to take the ass kicking. Especially when you're trying to get somebody like MJF over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but MJF is pretty darn over.
I understand, but it's not doing him any favors if he gets into a match.
And he's
getting his shit kicked out of him for three quarters of the match. It doesn't work.
I'm with you.
I wish I saw the rest of the show, but I just really didn't, to be honest with you.
But they got the War Chamber coming up.
Yes, they do. And we don't know if Ross is going to be in it still, right? Because he got blinded by the mist.
Got blinded by the light.
Revved up like a deuce, another morning night. I could sing.
I know you can.
Quite a bit. Yes. So we know Contra Unit added a new member, Kuro Kwan. Who spit the fucking mist in fucking Ross's face. Tom Lawler and the Von Erichs are going to have the general, Kevin Von Erich, in their corner for the big War Machine match. Yeah, I don't know. Teddy Hart and Davey Boy Jr. are challenging MJF and Ray Holiday. What the fuck's his name? Why can't I think of his first name?
Richard Holiday.
Jesus Christ!
What's the matter with you? Guy's a former guest of the show. Where's our shirt?
They're all former
Where's
his shirt proudly?
Where's Pink and Black proudly? Which are coming back again, by the way. Stay tuned for Pink and Black shirts on the way back.
Hold on. 2 out of 3 falls match at War Chamber. So we know the fucking title. Oh, and fuck, there was another match that was added. Oh, Austin Aries is wrestling fucking Mullet Head.
Pillman?
Yes. That's going to be another match at the War... No, wait. That's not at the War Chamber. Wait, yeah, no, it is. What? I don't even know what I have here. Yes, it is. It's at the War Chamber event. Who knows if it's going to be part of War Chamber, because MLW has that silly shit that they do with their fucking TV shows. So, whatever. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, and they're also honoring Gary Hart. Aren't they doing something coming up, too, with the fucking cup, the Hart Cup or the Love Cup or some shit that they were bringing it out of retirement that, what's his name won? Stu Hart? I thought I saw some nonsense about
the Calgary
that.
Cup?
I think it is, actually.
I mean, I just made that up, but.
Well, there's some stuff with the fucking, there's some stuff with some cup. I forget what it was. Fucking awful. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank on that.
It happens, man.
Ah, but they're doing something with a cup. Keep your eye on that. Go watch MLW. It actually is a pretty good show. Just not a fan of Teddy Hart wrestling in pajamas. That's me.
Does he still have the cat, Mr. Money?
Oh, he's got cats all over the place. He's got cats for days.
Good for him.
It'd be awesome if they fucking if Dynasty Bro fucking captured one of these cats and made a fucking chow mein out of it. Because that's what we need. No, we don't need a rehash of fucking Pepper. Sorry.
Oh God, reading that Cesaro will be appearing at NXT UK.
Yes, fuck! I completely whiffed on that one.
Sorry, I have no idea what he's gonna be doing.
He's gonna be fucking helping out Noam Dar, because apparently Noam Dar needs the help
from Travis Banks.
I don't know. I got Impact notes from Matt over here. Guess who's returning to Impact? By the way.
Oh, I know this. I know this. I know this.
World's
I know this.
Most
I know this.
Dangerous man. The first ever NWA champion crowned under the Impact banner. Or under the TNA banner, I should say.
Yeah, well, I don't think it was called Impact at that point.
No, it was NWA TNA.
Yes. Weekly show on FS1.
That's right.
Oh, no, it wasn't even FS1 at that point.
Weekly pay-per-views. Mm. Ken Shamrock will be returning. Rumor has it he's going to be working with Moose.
All right. Yeah. I mean, hey, it's cool. Listen, why not at this point?
You want to guess how old Ken Shamrock is without looking at your notes?
I'm not looking at my notes. I will say 51.
He's 55.
Oh, wow.
He's a fucking old man, dude.
I guess he started late, though, so.
No, well, Ken Shamrock's had a fucking weird career. He was into wrestling, which all morphed into Pancrase, which got him into UFC, which eventually got him back into wrestling again.
Do you remember?
Which got him back into UFC.
Do you remember that first NWA TNA pay-per-view?
I want to say there was the X Division match where Jerry Lynn was involved. Was that on the first pay-per-view?
I think so, but I'm talking about just Shamrock and the gauntlet for the gold and all that crap. But they had Like Scott Hall was in it.
Were the dicks in that show?
Probably.
With Mortimer Plumtree?
God.
Is that for a name from the past?
I'm going to watch that again tonight.
Let me see. I don't know. Oh, the XFL's launching as a quick and a side note. Which is why Vince McMahon wasn't at fucking SmackDown tonight. No, he wasn't. Which maybe will bring some fucking calm and stability to SmackDown. Because what I've been reading over the past couple of weeks, he's been rewriting shit up until the last minute. For what reason, I don't know. I guess he's got a hard-on for SmackDown because that's what's going to fall.
Well, I mean, it also doesn't speak very well for the man that he just hired to be in charge of SmackDown.
Who?
Bischoff.
Why? He's back and better than ever.
But if Vince McMahon has to keep rewriting the show.
Well, yeah, well, I don't know.
Sorry, I'm just.
I don't know. I'm like, it's Vince, though. If he's got his hand in something, he's got his hand in something.
Okay. Nah, I hear you. Nah, I'm with you, man, but.
Are you happy that we have the New York Guardians?
They're lions. Like, their logo is like a lion, I think. But listen.
They're the Guardians.
I know they had to revamp the whole structure, so anything from the old is not going to be in the new. But, man, I love the New York, New Jersey Hitmen. I love that.
I have a jersey up in the attic.
Somewhere. I still have the hat.
It's beat to shit, but it's somewhere up there.
Dude.
So, in case you've been living under a rock, we've got the St. Louis Battlehawks. We've got the Tampa Bay Vipers. New York Guardians, the Seattle Dragons, the LA Wildcats, the DC Defenders, that's an apropos name, the Houston Roughnecks, gotta get a roughneck, and the Dallas Renegades. It's weird that Texas has two teams, no?
No way.
No?
No. Okay. Texas is huge.
I understand that.
Two huge football markets.
Well, there you go.
I mean, they have two NFL teams.
All right. New York has two NFL teams. Why don't we have two XFL teams? It's a big enough market.
No, it's not.
It's not spread out.
No, it's not. And no, it's not.
You don't think that it could handle two XFL teams?
I could probably handle it. I don't think it's worth trying.
Every week?
Dude, in Texas, football on the lowest level is a big draw. So you could have like the fucking peewee playhouses versus the fucking toddler trampolines.
Why are we talking about toddlers?
Because I'm saying that football at the low, the peewee level in football is a big deal over there. Like the youngest kids, you could put infants right out the womb, put a helmet on them, have them go play football, and it would sell out a fucking high school football field.
Well, the XFL is going to have games on ABC, Fox, ESPN, ESPN2, and Fox Sports 1. The championship game is going to air April 26th on ESPN. There you go.
Listen, I hope they last. I don't know if they will.
We'll see what happens.
But
see what happens. NWA's got television tapings that are going to be starting up. They're going to be held.
ROH just had them, too.
Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta? That's a throwback for you.
NWA.
The tapings are going to start Monday, September 30th, Tuesday, October 1st. The series will be airing. It has yet to be announced when and where. So there you go.
I'm so confused with what's going to happen. Like, what's going to happen? Like, are all these companies... got my inner Matt there, too.
I thought you were doing the fucking NWA.
No, I was... Listen, can all these companies, can
all of these companies, Kevin,
can all New World Order, can all these companies still be around?
Of course they can.
All of them?
All of them. They're all in. Hey, it took 90 minutes for that to come out, but that was pretty good. Hey, I like it. Thumbs up, Kev.
ROH. I mean, ROH probably has a better shot than anyone else.
I don't know. People
other than AEW,
don't like the ROH so much anymore. I don't know.
Yeah, but now they got the Sinclair, and they're moving to Fox. Probably.
Can I ask you who Volador Jr. is? Volador Jr. has got a title shot against Matt Taven.
He's one of the CMLL guys.
Volador Jr.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't tell you what he looks like.
Rush is taking on Barbaro Cavanario, the Barbarian Caveman guy. Holy shit. Caristico, Stuka Jr., and Triton are teaming up to take on Jay Lethal, Jonathan Gresham, and Jeff Cobb. Stuka Jr. I wonder if he's any relation to Jimmy Stuka.
Probably the same relation as Roosh is to Leo Roosh.
with 40% less Twitter problems.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I don't know. There's some shows coming up for the Global Wars Spectacular Tour. They're touring with CMLL. There you go. It's in Michigan, in Illinois, and in Milwaukee. There's some good matches here. You got the Briscoes and Barbaro Cavanario taking on Lifeblood. Flip Gordon versus PJ Black versus Triton. That sounds like a fucking character from Thor. My man,
isn't a Triton like a weapon?
I think it is.
Like you throw like a Triton at somebody, it's like a big fork.
I think that's Volador's weapon.
Okay, yeah. Volador brings a trident to the ring. A trident? A Triton.
There's actually some good matches here. Matt Taven and Vinny Marsaglia are taking on Triton and Volador. There you go. Volador and Triton are teaming up.
All right, let me Google. I've seen them before. Volador, I've seen him before.
It actually looks like there's some decent matches here. They announced they're having a tournament to decide.
Oh, that's not at all what I thought he looked like.
The final battle 2019 for final battle 2019 to go against Matt Taven for the championship. So there's listings. It's going to be in Sam's Town Live in Las Vegas. I think that's where they had one of the pay per views that we watched over at Matt's house. The one where Matt Taven had challenged, but he lost before they had the show at the Garden. This was way earlier in the year. I can't remember what the fucking name of that show was. It's all a blur, Kevin.
It is. Let me ask you this, though, Tony.
What's that?
Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah!
Stone Cold Steve Austin returning to the Garden.
That's a who gives a shit hell yeah for me.
You don't give a shit? You don't think that's a big deal?
I give more of a shit.
Wow!
That the fact is...
That Teddy Hart wrestles in shit pants?
No!
Or sweatpants?
Before NXT UK TakeOver this weekend, we're getting the Adrian Street story. Imagine what I can do to you. It's going to be airing at 1:30 p.m. Eastern. Yes. Oh, no, that's the pre-show. The fucking Adrian Street's airing at 1.
So it's airing live before TakeOver?
It's airing
takeover?
At 1, and the pre-show is at, well, at 1:30 before the 2 o'clock start time.
That's a weird time to air some new content.
I'm pissed off they're only giving him a half an hour.
Adrian Street?
Yes.
What do you want, a whole fucking miniseries?
I wanted Adrian Street to fucking have a better showing in the Sting of the Ring, personally.
What's like? What legacy did Adrian Street leave in the business, do you think?
Are you serious?
He's no, one of
the
not,
biggest names ever in the UK. Exotic Adrian Street.
I know who he is.
He was androgynous before androgyny was cool, dude. All
right.
He fucking put, he put fucking,
I think a half hour is good. You know, you know how long a half hour is with no commercials?
It's probably
27 minutes.
Yeah, fucking dick, you stole the line from me. You fucking served it up and then you took it away.
Yeah, well, it was rhetorical. No, it was
like, supposed, Tony, you want it? You want it? Psych.
No, it was supposed to be for me to do. It was supposed, but so you think Adrian Street having a documentary is he a bigger star than Johnny Saint?
Yes.
Robbie Brookside?
Yes.
William Regal?
Yes. Hey, come on. Adrian Street, he's up there, dude. He's up there.
All right. As I don't know a whole lot about the UK scene, so exactly, or the history. I mean, I know. I thought Adrian Street had a nice little run here, too, though, didn't he?
I think so.
Smoky Mountain? No? Am I making that up?
Smoking meat?
Smoky Mountain?
There you go.
All right. So you don't think Austin returned to the Garden?
I mean,
is it just because of your like distaste for the rest for WWE as a whole?
No, as a whole, it goes back.
As a whole,
it goes back to the fact that WWE doesn't give a shit about the Garden anymore. They've devalued MSG. Look, it's important to Austin to go back to MSG, and I understand that. And yes, it probably is important for Austin to go back to MSG because he's had so many great fucking matches there. However,
oh boy,
WWE has devalued Madison Square Garden. You think most people that are going to tune in for Raw for this nonsense is going to be like, oh, great, they're at the Garden. Nobody gives a shit, dude. Old school cares. New school doesn't give a fuck. And Triple H can get on TV and say how important it is, all he wants. Fact of the matter is they devalued Madison Square Garden in the eyes of WWE. They did. They did.
I don't think they did at all.
You ask people right now, fans, WWE comes to New York, Barclays Center.
Well, because it's cheaper.
And they cheapen their legacy because of it.
Oh, God, that's a stretch.
It's not really a stretch.
That's a stretch.
It's not, dude. Look, for me,
Maybe Madison Square Garden devalues WWE.
Fuck that, dude. That's bullshit.
What do you mean?
To me, the Garden will always have a special place in my heart as the home of WWF. But now, it's all out the window.
So you have no interest at all seeing what the show is going
to
be?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. But you say
sounds like
me,
you're saying that.
You say to me, Austin's coming back. All right, cool.
Undertaker's going to be there.
So?
Saying.
Undertaker was in Saudi Arabia. Did that make it the greatest show on earth? No.
No, I'm just saying it's MSG. It's going to have a nice little feel to it for us. I feel like maybe not for a new guy and living in, you know, St. Louis, fucking Missouri, but New Jersey, New York, Connecticut.
All right, let me ask you this. What did they have recently? Like Raw 10,000? What was the show?
Oh, the Raw Reunion?
No, before that.
They did it at the Manhattan Center and Barclays?
Yeah. Notice what you just said? The Manhattan Center and Barclays.
All right, so what's the problem?
Fuck you, MSG.
It's not fuck you, MSG. It's like, hey, we can't afford to run there.
Absolutely fuck. Oh, but all of a sudden they can now?
Now there's competition.
You just said it. That's why they're... Oh, so they brought back Pritchard, Heyman, Bischoff, and MSG.
That's right.
That's the fucking grand scale.
MSG starting a podcast.
MSG cast. Holy shit. I don't know. You got any...
It's going to be Conrad standing outside a building just talking to Madison Square Garden.
I don't know. There's so much... You're right. So chat me up.
Chat me up, MSG. How'd you feel about when they just started to go into Barclays? Oh, okay. That's it.
What do you want me to do? Ask you how big Batista's dick is?
How big is Barclays Center's dick? No. All right. Because it's a building. It can't talk.
I was just going to let it keep on going.
All right.
New Japan's got some shit coming up. Apparently, September 22nd at Destruction in Kobe, Jay White's challenging Naito for the IWGP Intercontinental title because Jay White got that Vin over Naito.
Naito.
Not a Vin, a win. Why did I say Vin?
Like a Volter.
Yes.
Like a Volador.
There's shows taking place in Beppu. What is Beppu?
WWE devalues Beppu.
What is Beppu? Is that a city?
I don't know.
Who the fuck names a city in Japan Beppu? Is there a twin city like Beppu and Meppu?
Beppu.
That's a fucking weird
name.
It does
sound like a circus clown.
The Young Lions Cup is coming up. There's going to be New Japan's two dojos going at it. There's going to be the
Beppo and Meppo.
LA Dojo and the Japan Dojo. That's pretty cool. Oh, and there's a fucking New Zealand Dojo? I don't know. Whatever. Matt will be able to cover all that in quite detail, in great detail, but there's a lot of good stuff coming up. What cup is going on right now over in on the West Coast? I can't think of the fucking name of it.
Super J Cup.
Super J Cup, yes. And what's his nuts is in it? Fucking Amazing Red.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, they tore the fucking place down, him and Will Ospreay.
That's right.
So and a lot of respect for Red over the course of that.
That's not airing anywhere, is it?
I think you can find it.
But aren't they saving that for tapings? I thought I read that somewhere.
But you can definitely find it.
I'm sure you could.
It's been everyone's been posting it.
Daily Motion usually has everything, so.
Can't believe Daily Motion's still a thing.
I can. It's fucking awesome.
I never used it. I always thought it gave you like viruses and fucking spam and shit.
They're probably paying off the right people.
All right. Good for Daily Motion.
It's like the fucking Kazaa of 2019.
Oh, man. Kazaa did give you viruses and did give you.
A lot, dude. Yeah. Fucking LimeWire and everything.
I had Kazaa. That was when I was in college.
People were fucking mean back then.
What does that have to do with anything?
Viruses.
Oh, God, yeah. Just to fucking get your rocks off.
I'm going to let you in on a secret here.
Oh, boy.
My cousin and I used to talk to people on Yahoo, on Instant Messenger sometimes, too, on AOL.
Oh, Yahoo Messenger.
And we downloaded this fucking hack.
Oh, boy.
Where it was, it would shut down somebody's computer if they were on Instant Messenger.
You're a bad guy.
No, I only did it to people that were annoying me. Like, there was this one chick who didn't know how to spell, and she...
Would it ruin their computer or just turn it off?
No, it would black out their screen. They'd have to shut it off and turn it back on.
That's it.
It was like a zap.
It didn't. You didn't steal any info.
No.
Bitcoin.
No Bitcoin back
I
then.
I'm fucking. Like, I'm just throwing shit out there. Fucking, no cryptocurrency or no, crypto.
No, it literally just keeper. It would shut their shit off. So if somebody started talking shit to us, it'd be like click, and then it'd come back and be like, hey, I don't know what happened. My computer froze. Oh, yeah, that sucked. That happened to me too. Whoops.
Dad.
Oh, well.
Former guest Alexander Hammerstone's doing some big lucha things over in Japan as well.
Lucha things in Japan?
No, she's working for Noah.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Good. All right.
I didn't.
Noah. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just trying to throw out some plugs from our phone friends. Kevin. No, I got it.
But you didn't really sell it. You just fucking giggled and...
All right, away. You're right. I probably could have given that some more.
Yeah. You would Noah better.
Oh, boy. We're running out.
Oh, we are.
We're running out. We're running out of steam.
All right. You know what? Let's just...
Let's get to the third and...
Yeah, I tried talking about New Japan, but I obviously don't know shit, so... Let me fucking... let me talk into the microphone and do this nonsense here.
It's time for part three of the Shining Wizards pay-per-view picks. The Ace of Spades. The Ace of Spades. Time to play the game.
New Japan presents Royal Farms this sometime this weekend.
Royal Farm remembers.
Royal Farm remembers. Yeah. Royal Farm Supermarket proudly presents New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Oh, fuck. You know what I could do? I could do our standings, too, after this. If I even had them in my...
I have them.
Fucking notes. Okay. Oh, you know what? I got them, too. Fuck, I don't like this. I'm too far away from the microphone now, and I got to lean over for shit.
You had to be cozy.
Well, you know what, Kev? We're entitled to be cozy once in a while.
That's true.
I know it made you uncomfortable, but here we go. So Matt writes, really looking forward to this show. Shame it won't be live on New Japan World. I like these extra shows, but like the Super J Cup, I hate waiting for them to put out a New Japan World. Here's where I make up some ground. Sure you do, buddy.
I believe him.
Sure you do.
I don't. Not that I believe him. I think he will.
So the opening match here, let me see. Taguchi, Umino, and Narita versus Roppongi Bungi 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 Bungi. Show Yo Rocky Romero. It's Ren Narita, Shota Umino, and Risuke Taguchi, by the way, in case you needed to know, versus Roppongi Bungi Bungi Bungi. Before I read Matt's, I'm going with Roppongi 3K, Show Yo Rocky Romero. Those are my boys all day or day. What do you think?
Oh, man, I don't know. This is really... I got to stick with who I thought initially. Taguchi and company.
Oh, you're going with the other guys. Are they young boys?
I have no idea who they are.
Let's see what Matt writes. Roppongi Bungie takes this one. It's Taguchi and two very good young boys.
Oh,
there you go.
Well, see, why did you read this first?
But they are no match for Shoyo and Rocky. There you go.
Damn it.
Ibushi and Juice.
I take it back?
No.
I haven't done that in a while.
Really?
I haven't taken a pick back in forever.
Do you want to take it back? You don't want to take it back.
I want to take it back, but I won't allow myself to take it back.
You can take it back. It's your last chance. You got 3, 2.
I take it back.
He takes it back. We got Roppongi Bungie across the board. Fuck, now Matt's going to be cursing. You know what? Fuck you, Matt. You wanted to pick 3 shows is what you get. Kota Ibushi and Juice Robinson versus the Bullet Club. Takahashi.
I'll go first on this one,
and I won't take it back. Yujiro, Takahashi, and Hikuleo. Go ahead.
Wait, I thought it was Ibushi and Juice versus Ishimori and Phantasmo.
No, you're wrong. Phantasmo and Ishimori taking on Robbie Eagles and Will Ospreay.
Oh, that's right. I have one vertical. Match is this?
It's Juice Robinson and Kota Ibushi versus Hikuleo and Yujiro Takahashi.
Oh, the Anogrables from Japan? Is that them? No, it's not. That's another match.
Holy cow, Kevin. How many match? Juice and Ibushi are coming off super strong G1s, and this is like the NWO versus B team here. Juice and Ibushi get the win. I'm going with Matt. There's no way they're putting Ibushi in a fucking losing effort match. All right, that's across the board. Matt's not making up ground. Chaos, Robbie Eagles and Will Ospreay taking on El Phantasmo and Taiji Ichimori.
Yes, I'm going with Ospreay and Eagles.
Pick it up where the Australian show left off. Not sure if this is for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Titles, but I like Bullet Club to steal the win to further the storyline. I was torn on this one. Considering it's going to be at the Copper Box Arena, I'm thinking they got to give Eagles and Ospreay a win. I'm going Eagles and Ospreay.
All right.
Los Ingobernables de Japón, Sanada and Naito taking on the Bullet Club of Jay White and Chase Owens. I'm starting fuck Jay White, Naito and Sanada all day. I'm going LIJ.
Same.
Matt says Jay White is your next challenger for Naito's IWGP Intercontinental title, in my opinion. So this match makes sense. Chase Owens is the backbone to the Bullet Club, but sadly he eats the pin here. LIJ for the win. Matt is not making up ground with New Japan this time. Let me see. The IWGP tag titles, Tonga Loa and Tama Tonga, the G.O.D. taking on Unknowns.
The greatest tag team ever, TBD. G.O.D. versus TBD.
Who do you think is going to come away with the virus on that one?
Oh, boy.
So Matt writes, it's the winner of the Rev Pro Tag Title Tournament. I love the tournament idea, and they won't have the number one contenders till Friday, but I don't think it matters. G.O.D. retains. I also took the G.O.D.
Yep.
Matt is not making up ground. That's 3 for the G.O.D. This one might be the fucking sleeper right here. Never open weight title. Tommy Ishii defending against Kenta. I'm going Kenta.
I'm going Ishii.
They like flip-flopping this title a lot. Yeah, and Kenta's like the new guy in the Bullet Club. I think they're putting gold on him.
Kenta's in the Bullet Club?
Yeah, he's the newest member.
I've been sleeping on my New Japan.
It happened in the fucking in the tournament, in the G1.
Yeah, all right.
I'm a little behind. No, that's the wrong one. Here. Never open weight titles on the line. After Kenta joined Bullet Club, you could bet on some outside interference. Kenta wins his first title. He's on a collision course with Shibata, and throwing a title in the mix makes this story that much more interesting.
Damn it.
I'm agreeing with Matt on
this.
All
right, I'll take the bullet on that one.
Look,
no pun intended.
Big Tom Ishii, he's a fucking powerhouse. Yeah. He could win, but I don't know. You debut Kenta in a big way. I don't know. The British Heavyweight Championship, Zack Sabre Jr. versus Tanahashi.
I'm going.
Matt says,
you let him go first.
Matt says, I'm behind on the story. I was under the impression that since Sonata beat Zack at G1, he might get the shot, but whatever. Since Sonata beat Zack at the G1, he was getting the shot, but whatever. Tony's boyfriend is old and broken down and not even close to British. Based on those facts, Zack retains. I love me some fucking Tanahashi, but he's not winning here. It's England, dude. They're not going to take the title off of him in his fucking country.
I agree. Zack Sabre Jr.
Jesus Christ.
I had that the entire time.
I think we're all going to be in agreement on this one. Katsushika Okada defends the IWGP Championship against Minoru Suzuki. I've got Okada.
So do I.
Yeah, Matt says it's going to be a banger. Fuck you, Matt. But we all know it's Okada Ibushi at Wrestle Kingdom. Well, that's true. This will be a huge shock if Suzuki won, but not today, my crazy-haired friend. Rainmaker for the win.
I wish I knew that Kento was in the Bullet Club.
Wow. So that might be where you're going to lose some ground, sir.
I'll probably do. Well, let's go to the standings, and let's see where we are.
The current standings, as we know, the last time we had the fucking votes, Kevin finished 15-7. Matt and Tony finished tied 16-6 as the winners for the last picks. Kevin sits at 134-61. Tony one back with 133-62. Matt five back from that, 129-66.
So going through this, the NXT picks, we have a lot different. At least you and I do.
Yes. And you're wrong.
What?
You're going to lose.
I probably will.
But I don't think we're that. I don't think we're too much off. I think the All Elite is gonna fuck us up a bit. We all took different guys in the three way, which is a fucking toss up.
Yeah.
That woman battle royal. If somebody fucking hits one out of the park, there, that's a bonus.
But there's ground to be made up here for sure.
The SCU. I think you went. You guys took the Uno tag team, and I went against that. I took Best Friends.
No. Yeah, it's SCU's in a different match.
SCU's against the Luchasaurus and
Jungle Boy and Marco Stunt.
And I think we both took SCU. Did Matt? Matt took SCU as well, so that might all be the
same.
Yeah,
I took SOU.
SOU. 89.5, baby.
89.5, WSOU. WNBC. But I think I picked Jericho and you guys both took Paige.
Yes.
So that's huge.
You know what? I could see them putting it on Jericho for the exact reasons that you said, but I don't know, man. I think they're hungry for this one. I think they got to go with Paige.
God, why did I pick Jimmy Havoc?
Why did I pick Janela? Dude, that's a toss-up, dude. If anybody,
it all depends on who they feel like pushing that
if
day.
If anybody out of those three needs a win, it's probably Jimmy Havoc.
Yeah.
But if anybody should get the win, it was probably Janela. But I can see them absolutely giving Darby Allin a win because of his match with Cody.
And they really like this Dark Order team, too.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I mean, I like them because I know where they came from, but they just seem so out of place, and hopefully when TV hits, maybe they'll... But to me, like, Best Friend just seems like a good tag team. Private Party seems like a solid tag team. Bucks, Lucha Brothers, Private Party, I think I just said them. Angelico, Jack Evans. They all seem like good... Like, Dark Order just seems random and weird to me. And not they're supposed to be. They're not supposed to fit in, but I think they look a little too... un-TNT like for me, like un-national television spotlight to me.
You think our boys LAX are going to be showing up anywhere anytime soon?
I mean, they said they were somewhere.
Or do you think it's going to be something where, I don't know, there's maybe a show debuting on a different network or at a different time or
they said that we wouldn't be disappointed.
Oh, I know we're not going to be disappointed, but.
So thank you, by the way, LAX, for giving us some of the biggest, you know, news. We didn't break anything. We didn't break any stories. We just dropped little teasers, and they chose our platform to do it, and it got a lot of press.
Love those guys.
And it doesn't hurt that they're really good guys. So thank you, Santana, Ortiz, wherever you guys end up. We know you're going to kill it, and... Everyone's assuming NXT or AEW. Might not be either. And they kind of hinted at that too. Might not be either one of them.
And you know what? If Conan wants to make some phone calls at 3 in the morning, the Shining Wizards hotline is always available.
That's right, Conan. Give us if you want to speak on this, you could speak to Skype's answering machine and be bowdy bowdy and rowdy rowdy.
Fuck, you know what? I'm trying to weasel my way into a going home here.
I kind of wish I picked Big Swole from the fucking Misfits in Action. Oh no, the Mean Street Posse. No, I mean
Big Swole was the No Limit Soldiers.
No Limit Soldiers.
There you go.
Big Swole. I haven't seen her yet. Is she? Where is she? Do you know anything about her prior to this?
No, but she's a big girl.
They got a lot of big girls in that. I mean, like jacked big monster type people. So does Impact, and so does NXT UK. Piper Niven is there now. That jacked up chick who's now going to be facing off with Shayna Baszler.
Teal Piper. You said Piper Niven.
That's her name on the show.
No, her name's Teal Piper. Isn't it? I think Piper Nevin's a different person.
Well, then Piper Nevin is on... Teal Piper is Roddy Piper's daughter.
Yeah.
That's AEW. Piper Nevin is NXT UK.
Oh, fuck. I got my Pipers confused.
Imagine they put one of the Pipers... I don't even know what they look like.
Who, the Pipers?
Yeah, can you pull that up on the old screen ski? Or no? Is it too late?
No. You know she's wrestling for Women of Wrestling? There she is.
Yeah, she got signed. But what? There's two of them that are in that, I think.
This is Teal.
Unless I'm making that up.
Oh, wait, this is Arielle Piper? Maybe there are more than one. No, that's Teal Piper.
All right, so you know what I'm confusing it with? Because I think there's two Roddy Piper DVDs being released today. Not one, but two Piper DVDs. But I could have sworn there were two Piper chicks.
Jesus Christ.
Like two Lucha chicks.
Two Piper DVDs.
Roddy.
All right, you know what? Pipers. I thought I had a going home. I don't have a going home.
I got a going home.
Oh, you do have a going home.
It's kind of, Matt's going to hate the going home, but I think he'll respect the going home.
Okay, let's go home.
Because Thursday night in Union, New Jersey, first time ever, Dan Moff versus Low Life Louis Ramos.
Wow, that's a hell of a going home.
Two of the best friends you could ask on this podcast. Two of the all-time greats when you think of Jersey All-Pro. You think of hardcore, you think of great wrestling in New Jersey, you think of the Hit Squad, you think of Homicide, you think of Low Life, you think of all these guys. And if you're in the area of Union, New Jersey, and you want to literally see history in the making, and I think I'm doing our brothers a good service by plugging this show, get to WrestlePro in Union, New Jersey. I think it's 1030 Jeanette Avenue in Union, New Jersey. Just look up Columbia Club on, I think it's 1030 Jeanette Avenue. Low Life Louie, Danny fucking Moff.
What's the website? WrestlePro.com? WrestlePROonline.com?
I think it's We Are WrestlePro. Oh, hold on. I'll just check the Facebook real quick.
Well, the WrestlePro Online should still work, right?
Let's see. Hold on.
All right, I got to go at home, too, while you're looking that up. Alexa Bliss apparently got a new tattoo, and I could give less of a shit.
Is that... Rich McDonald sent this picture to us in a group chat before, and I had no idea what the fuck it was.
She got some sort of flowery looking thing on her left shoulder.
But it looks like it's just like an engraving.
Kinda. It's the way it seems. Let me see. What was the worst part of my eating disorder? Oh, great. They took me to Disney World to give me a small break. When I went to Disney, blah, 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 I didn't go to... So Disney is my happy place. So there's a hidden Mickey in the lace design. Oh, that's pretty cool, actually.
That doesn't look like a tattoo, though.
No, I guess she just kind of like got it in white ink. Maybe she doesn't want to...
That doesn't even look like an outline.
Look, I don't give a fuck. We got to see Alexa Bliss's fucking sexy...
Shoulder blades!
There. Come on, dude.
Ooh!
That's a sexy back.
Do you want...
Yeah!
Do you want me to give you some time?
I got to see Alexa's sexy back.
That's your going home.
Yep. Real quick.
Actually, that was pretty good. I didn't give that enough credit.
What, the sexy back?
Seeing Alexa's back.
Yeah.
1034 Jeanette Avenue, Union, New Jersey.
Go down a little, show me some crack. Yeah.
I want my woman's title back.
Take it to the butt.
Go ahead, girl.
Show me that tat.
I don't,
right on your back.
We're doing this all wrong.
No, this is the best. Real quick before we go, 25th anniversary of Shane Douglas throwing down the NWA World's Championship.
Damn.
And declaring the Eastern title as the Extreme Championship.
That's crazy. It's been, how long you say, 26?
25 years.
25 years?
1994 at the ECW Arena.
Yeah, 1994, yeah.
Do you know who he beat to become the NWA World Champion in that tournament final?
Ooh. Tuco Scorpio.
Yes, good one.
I wanted to say Terry Funk.
Oh, your mother's a whore.
But he beat the other graduate of Funk U University, Too Cold Scorpio.
Yes, he did.
Flash Funk.
Job Squad. Pin me, pay me.
God. I just can't believe that's been that long ago.
And that was a big moment.
And I can't believe, I still, not that I find it hard to believe, but the fact that only Heyman, Gordon, and Shane knew that was going to happen is crazy to me.
Yeah. Really strange.
Back then.
And it's weird, too, because in the aftermath of the speech, like, even Scorpio's like, yo, you know, I'm ready to challenge you for that. Like, he had no idea, so he was kind of like, I guess I got to get involved somehow. And you know what? I don't know if necessarily people realized what a historical moment it was at that time, but over the years, it's like the significance has really played out. That was truly the death knell of the NWA.
I think it was pretty...
No, but that was the nail in the dying coffin.
Yeah, then you still had people that... Like, you had people that still cared about it.
Yeah.
Like the teams that people that would still get paid making sure that the NWA was still a thing.
But in terms of like the historical significance of the NWA up to that point, that was the death knell.
Yeah.
That really was. Because they were trying to start something new. And you can argue with me about Candido winning it, trying to get it on Dan Severn to give it some like notoriety, bring it back to the WWE. But it was damaged goods at that point. And it was going to be a long time before they could repair anything.
God, and they didn't even have the NWA championship. They had the NWA North American championship.
Well, but Dan Severn appeared on Raw with the title.
Yeah, but they, did they even mention it?
No, they mentioned that he was the NWA champion.
Yeah, but they mentioned it in like the group of the other belts that he had. UFC champion, NWA champion. They
but
never...
that was the other thing cool. Like, how cool was that, though, to see Dan Severn come down the aisle for the UFC with that championship? That was cool as shit.
I mean, I didn't really watch it, but I'll take your word for it that it was definitely cool.
Yeah, if you really want to freak yourself out, go watch some of the original UFC shows. It was fucking Wild West City. Even the production, the rules, the referees, nobody knew what the fuck was going on. It's a fucking crazy social experiment in the beginnings of fucking, like, you know, basically, unscripted fighting.
Yeah, all right.
It's fucking crazy.
I mean, I remember watching like the Shamrock Severn stuff and stuff like that, but I may have to go back and watch it. You're right.
But it's good stuff, but like go like watch number one, especially.
All right.
It's just fucking like nutso. Speaking of nutso, Kevin, you got any pluggers for us?
See, I don't understand why you do this.
What?
I told you before the show I didn't.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I'm a fucking idiot.
So then you asked me to look like a fucking jackass because I got nothing coming up.
Well, I don't know. Make something up. Kevin will be on The Shining Wizards next Tuesday at 7 p.m.
Tomorrow night I'll be hosting the encore presentation of the VMAs live from Prudential Center in Newark. Come see me on Queen Latifah. And
I'm such a dick now. I apologize.
And a lot of people, Naughty by Nature.
Oh, you know what? If you want to see Kevin, watch the replay of fucking VMAs, and you can imagine just how angry he was that his buddy, the fucking comedian, didn't.
He's not. I don't know. I'm not his friend. I heard that he sells out arenas, so I wanted to see him.
And apparently he bombed.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
All right, well, find out what sticks in Kevin's craw. Watch the replay of the VMAs. But just watch the first 5 minutes. That's all you need.
That's right.
This was fun, my friend.
I had a good time, man.
Two-man group.
We're back. Can't wait to see these picks, how they turn out.
See these nuts.
Could be the last time that I have the lead.
If you are here in the United States, please enjoy your Labor Day weekend this weekend. Go out and do something fun before it's back to school, kids.
Oh, man.
And like we like to say at the end of every episode, see you next Tuesday.
We'd say that?
I like to.
All right, well, okay.
Sometimes I say it to myself.
All right.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Goodnight, Kevin.